Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Cam Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you! All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here, hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, it was powerful. This is a no-win situation. I'll give you a call in about an hour and a half. I survived it, and I'm at the end of it.
Oppressors of generations who have kept you down with myths of opportunity, and we give it back to you, the people.
Brother, it's time for the mortals to pay.
Release the Kraken!
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Today is August 23rd. It's Wednesday. I think there's a debate tonight. I'm not quite sure. Check it out. Today, title of the show, arrested four times, one on sexual abuse. Oh, yeah, I would vote for you. When your lawyers get arrested, it cannot be good. Trump's classified documents indictment. There's more than alleged crimes. We'll look into that. If you'd like to come into the studio, the number is 319-527-6099. That's 319-527-6099. I hate talking about Donald Trump. I really do. And people have to remember he's a convict. Well, not a convict. He hasn't been convicted yet. But he's been arrested four times. He's a citizen. You know, sometimes common sense have to come into play. They really do. Some of you guys are parents out there. Your parents. And if you had your teenage kid, let's say 15, 16, hanging around another kid, and that kid's been arrested four times, one on sexual abuse. Would you let your kid hang around with him? I mean, being arrested one time is damaging. But being arrested four times and one on sexual abuse, you escaped a rape charge. Some people say rape. And you have in your head, oh, yeah, I want this guy to lead our country. You must be insane. You must be insane. We're going to catch up on everything. Some of you don't know everything. But we're going to catch up on everything in Morning Joe. I want you to listen to this, and we'll catch you up, and we'll get to our main topic about four times arrested and Donald Trump surrendering tomorrow. Well, here it is. Morning Joe will catch you up.
All of my co-defendants and I will be fully vindicated.
Do you still think the election was stolen?
Absolutely.
Still.
No question. No question in my mind.
That was former Trump lawyer John Eastman right after he surrendered to authorities in Fulton County, telling NBC's Ali Vitale he absolutely believes in Trump's big lie.
And then he told everybody, just, I promise, if you just stay here and just be patient,
yeah,
the great pumpkin will rise behind us from the pumpkin patch.
Speaking of, the former president is expected
fascists
to turn himself in tomorrow. But Rudy Giuliani has a big issue to resolve before he can do the same. We'll explain that situation.
It has nothing to do with that.
Regardless, there's a deadline.
Yeah.
They all have to turn themselves in. Also ahead, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy again floats the idea of an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden when Congress returns next month.
Oh, Kev, that'll really help with the swing voters, which you're doing so well with already. Why don't you go ahead and just buy gold watches for all of your members that won in Joe Biden's district and hand them to him now and say, it's been nice knowing you.
We're going to show you.
Because you're not going to be around next year. Keep acting this
Kevin
way.
Kevin McCarthy's confusing comments on why it should happen. And we'll have more on the president's visit to Hawaii and the video that the far right is obsessed with.
This is crazy. You know, Willie, we're looking at the headlines from the local papers. Now, if you were following right-wing media yesterday, and even if you weren't, if you just, a lot of it was reaching out and pulling you into your smartphone, you would think that everybody in Maui was angry with Joe Biden, that Joe Biden was having a siesta during I know this is going to shock you. It was all garbage. You look at the local newspapers. You look at the local reports. You listen to the local people. These weren't Democratic operatives. It was the Maui newspaper. Everybody in these newspapers glowing.
Wow.
The coverage, thanking the president for being there, saying it made such a difference, that he and Jill were so empathetic, they were so giving, they gave them hope. And again, just read the papers. And it's the same thing with this Joe Biden and his sleeping deal. You actually look at the longer video, he coughs, he bows his head like the woman next to him. He takes like 4 deep breaths, like he's trying to catch his breath. We don't know why. Maybe he was moved. And then he's like nodding, looks up. And yet the screaming ahead on his Biden's sleeping, Biden's sleeping, Biden's sleeping. And he coughs. And now look at this. Okay, goes down. He's been traveling a lot. Look at this. He takes 1, 2, catching his breath. By the way, the lady next to him several times, head bowed too, is very moving. And, he's listening to the speaker. He goes, yes. He raises his head. Oh, my God, it's the end of the world as we know it. The only thing, Willie, the only thing that we can thank God for is that Joe Biden was not wearing a tan suit, because then we've been a total meltdown on the far right. But I will tell you, the people of Maui, and again, read the local coverage. Don't listen to the lies on Trumpy outlets. Read the local coverage. All incredibly positive.
Wearing a tan suit or perhaps even riding a bicycle, even worse, Joe, that could have been big news as well.
Yes.
If you're watching this morning, you have no idea what we're talking about. It's because you live in the rational world where this was an insignificant moment, not a controversial one anyway. But you're right, it was on certain news outlets and by prominent hosts tweeting out the video and saying, what's wrong with the president? Watch the video and listen to the video, what's going on. They're talking about all the people who died, at least 100 with more than 800 missing in Maui. And he's bowed his head in that moment in some kind of reflection, as you say, with other people there. So this has become, and if this is supposed to be the whataboutism for everything that's happening to Donald Trump right now, where he's going to turn himself in tomorrow in his latest indictment in Atlanta, if this is supposed to be the whataboutism, that stuff is going on. But look at this. Joe Biden bowed his head for 20 seconds at a ceremony in Hawaii. It's pretty weak sauce, if that's what you're looking at.
Well, and again, they cut clips short. They get him just when he's bowing his head. There's no context. And you're right, it's the whataboutism, yes. Donald Trump may have tried to steal elections. He may have tried to destroy democracy. He may have unleashed an angry mob to beat the hell out of Capitol Hill cops. He may have stolen nuclear secrets. He may have done it. But look at Joe Biden. He's so old. because he bowed his head. You know, we've all been to ceremonies where we're moved, where, and I would guess a guy who's actually lost three family members, close family members, you know, we've seen him get emotional before, and my God, you know, again, the fact, this is not about that. This is about the reaction where, like you said, Mika, it's this whataboutism. It's Hunter Biden's laptop. It's Hunter Biden. It's Joe Biden falls asleep. It's Joe Biden falls off of a bicycle. It is all so shallow. It is all so stupid. And it is all they have.
It's all they have. And I'll add to your list that many people have gone to jail for many, many years and are bankrupted and ruined because they followed the lead of Donald Trump. So,
well, the lead of Donald Trump and the lies, Willie, of these channels.
Well, the hosts don't even believe what they're saying.
The hosts know what they're saying are lies, but I'm just saying, and as we've learned, there are consequences to lies. And you can only lie to people so many times before they catch on and they know you're lying. And again, this not only infects the Republican Party and undermines Donald Trump in the long run, which it will, it makes the swing voters, it makes the independent voters, it makes the moderate Republicans all say, I'm not voting for that guy, I'm not voting for that party, even if it means I stay home. It's, again, there is no, this is the long, this is not the long play. This is just short, stupid stuff that always backfires against them.
And the facts and the allegations in all these indictments, including the one we're focused on today in Georgia, and by the way, we're going to talk in just a second, going back to the Mar-a-Lago documents case, the facts are so damning that you have to talk about someone else if you want to change the subject. You have to talk about Joe Biden sleeping. You have to talk about Hunter Biden. And we'll say it for what, Joe, the 1,000,000th time, if Hunter Biden committed a crime, he should be prosecuted and go to jail,
period.
That's true.
Yep.
But if you read these indictments, they're so damning to Donald Trump and the people around him, I'd want to change the subject, too, if he were my guy.
Absolutely. Along with Joe, Willie, and me, we have the president of the National Action Network and host of MSNBC's Politics Nation, the Reverend Al Sharpton, and special correspondent at Vanity Fair, host of the Fast Politics podcast, Molly John Fast. And we're following, and this is, again, the kind of stuff that right-wing networks would try and ignore, a major new development in the classified document case. A key witness against former President Donald Trump and his two co-defendants has retracted previous false testimony.
He's flipped against the president.
And has provided incriminating information about the defendants after switching lawyers. A new court filing by Special Counsel Jack Smith's office reveals that Yusel Taveras, who served as the Director of Information Technology at Mar-a-Lago, changed his testimony about efforts to delete security camera video at the club last month.
I'm sorry, to do what?
He deleted
security footage that the Justice Department
out after he switched his lawyer to a public defender. Taveras was initially represented by Stanley Woodward, who also represents Walt Nauta and several other Trump allies, and whose fees were being paid by Trump's Save America PAC. But they won't pay for Rudy's fees. That's interesting.
Right.
Anywho, according to the filing, Taveras decided to switch attorneys after he learned he was being investigated on suspicion of having made false statements in his previous grand jury testimony in D.C. When testifying before the D.C. grand jury, Taveras initially stated that he was unaware of any efforts to erase the videos at Mar-a-Lago. But yesterday's filing reveals, quote, immediately after receiving new counsel, Trump employee 4 identified Yusel Taveras, retracted his prior false testimony, and provided information that implicated Walt Nauta, Carlos de Oliveira, and former President Trump in efforts to delete security camera footage as set forth in the superseding indictment. Additionally, The filing reveals prosecutors plan to call Tavares as a witness at trial.
It's not good for him. All right.
Attorney Stanley Woodward declined to comment to NBC News.
So, Molly, who would have ever believed that Donald Trump would be guilty of obstructing justice other than everyone? I mean, you go back and you look at the Mueller investigation, and at the, he talks about in the Mueller investigation the multiple acts of obstruction of justice by Donald Trump, but they weren't, because he was president, and they weren't going to prosecute it. The multiple acts of obstruction by Donald Trump. You look at this documents case.
You caught up a little bit right there. It's tiring talking about this buffoon, this idiot, this clown, this shame on America. It is tiring. It is exhausting. And to defend a sex abuser, arrested four times. Normally, if you have any shame at all, back in the day it was embarrassing that the guy next door to you got arrested. Whether he went to trial or not didn't matter. He was suspected of doing some shit. It's embarrassing if the cops come arrest his son. It could be selling weed, it could be whatever. And he could be getting bail, whatever, just being arrested. But this buffoon, this idiot, this circus clown, Donald Trump, he's trying to make being arrested fashionable. He wants prime time of him getting arrested. And then he wants some news interview later. And it's shameful when you hear Rudy Giuliani at one time, he used to be called American mayor, saying that it's an honor to be arrested. It's an honor to be arrested. It's an honor to be arrested. And they're trying to make this, so this clown, Trump, is trying to make being a criminal fashionable. Saying it's a badge of honor to be indicted. It's a badge of honor to be arrested. This coward, this buffoon, this stain on America, Donald Trump, says it's an honor. And I want prime time coverage on this. As they walk me through the courtroom and I get fingerprinted and mugshot, it's I want it. This is the buffoon who is trying to make being a criminal fashionable. You know, they talk about elitists. They talk about people who are that 1% that rule America with their money. And you parents are out there trying to raise your kids to have morals. Maybe you should change your mind and try to raise your kids on how to get away with shit and become a criminal and it'd be fashionable. I mean, they did it with rap. It was fashionable to go to jail. It was fashionable to commit murder. It was fashionable to commit assault. And when you get caught, we call it street credit, like a resume. This is thug thinking. Donald Trump is thug thinking. Because he's a coward. He can't escape not being... I mean, if you gave him a choice, you know, and this is why he's running for president. So he can get out of these criminal activities and they can leave him alone. So he can fire the people who are doing justice and bringing him to justice and calling them out and one of their shit. But he has no choice. So if I'm going to go down, I'm talking, speaking as Donald Trump, I want to do in prime hours. I want everybody to see it. I want my people to see it so they can get upset. And I'm hoping that they cause riot in the streets. And the idiots, the buffoons, the clowns who support this monster, this black stain on America, Donald Trump, are condoling his behavior. They're condoling, but they're not only condoling the behavior. We don't want you to talk about this, Brian. We don't want anybody to talk about it. So let's switch the subject, because we can't defend this criminal behavior of this stain on America. So we're going to switch it over to Biden. Biden fell asleep. Oh, okay. Biden nodded off. Ooh, okay. Biden doesn't have his faculties. Ooh, okay. Hunter Biden, his son, is under indictment. Ooh, okay. And what about Joe? Oh, Joe fell asleep. Ooh. Compared to somebody who sexually attacked a woman in a dressing room, ripped off his donors, saying that it's supposed to be helping the Republican Party, but yet you pocket the money, not paying your lawyers, and they're quitting on you. You're running out of money, so you hire a lot of lawyers who will do it voluntarily because you wasted the taxpayers' money and lied to them. There's a reason you're being indicted. There's a reason why this is going on. We just don't pick people, and let's say, who, you know, any mini mining mode is pick a president to take the toe. You did some shit. And the justice will prevail. You may fool buffoons and empty-headed idiots, and they could believe your lies because they have nothing else to believe in. But in every idiot who's been indicted and who's in jail right now was doing capital offense against America. They're doing capital offense against the democracy of America. They tried to bring down the Republic of America. They're in jail. Justice has prevailed. Donald Trump doesn't want to go to jail. Donald Trump wants ride in the streets for his ego. He's thinking there's enough stupidity out. If you lock me up, there'll be bloodshed. I mean, that's his threat. There won't be bloodshed. We found out why the people who supported him and went through the Capitol riots, who did it for Donald Trump, they're in jail right now. They're taking it up the butthole, and they're sucking some strange man's dick. Now, here's the thing. You can't be mad at the morons, because they are morons. But underneath it, they were self, I can use that, they were Americans. They had no criminal record. They had great jobs, wife, home. These are not repeat offenders. They were abiding Americans. They believed something that a circus freak said, a failed talk show host at that, who won't go out in the rain because his bald spot shows. They're rotting in jail. Their life is ruined. Some of them are getting divorced. Their kids can never grow up properly because they have a stain on them. And what does Donald Trump do? He's forgetting about them. Meanwhile, they're rotting in jail. And still telling his lies to anybody who wants to believe it. We have one of the morning crew in the studio right now. I want to let them. I'm going to open up the mic, let her in. Good morning, Pat. How are you, sweetheart?
Good morning.
Good morning,
kiddo. I want to know why Trump's not in jail yet.
I want to know that, too, and I think he will be. There's just too much out there for him to escape all this bullshit. You know what I mean? There's just too much.
Well, I mean, he's already been indicted for stuff. Why is he still walking around?
Yes, he's been arrested 4 times.
So why is he walking around?
Well, because he has lawyers, and we have a judicial system. And you are, just because you're indicted or arrested, which he has been, he has to surrender tomorrow, the trial has not started yet. So the grand jury got enough evidence to say this guy should be taken to court. This guy should be on trial for his alleged crimes. This is how we do it. So we're going to put an indictment on him so he can appear in front of the American people, and he can go to trial. Trial takes a period. So now he's going to go to trial with his peers, but Donald Trump wants to delay it because he knows the process. His lawyers know the process, and it takes a while for the courts and blah, blah, blah to sync up, and his defense attorney will keep putting on shit and say, hey, Judge, we're not ready yet. There's still other evidence that we have to go through, and a judge has to be fair to both sides. But you can't only dodge for so long.
I'm trying to figure out who his peers are. I mean, nobody else has done as much damage as he has.
Exactly. Well, his peers are basically, if you really want to be honest, his peers are criminals. Sex abusers.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
That's who his peers are. They're sex abusers. They've been arrested on felonies. These are peers who lied to the FBI, trying to take down America. Terrorists, as his peers, to try to destroy the democracy. These are his peers.
Yes, well, I don't think we can actually do that, is to have his peers do the...
That's true. He will.
You know what I'm saying,
will be,
right?
I do know what you're saying. And he will be taken down. Here's the headline here. Now, Rudy Giuliani, I don't know if you heard of Rudy Giuliani. He used to be a mayor, blah, 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 but he was one of Trump's lawyers.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Well, headline here, it says Rudy Giuliani expected to surrender in Georgia elections. Now, back in the day, it was humiliation. It was embarrassing. It was disgraceful. And parts in probably Europe and all of America, even probably Colombia, saying that's disgraceful. But Rudy Giuliani thinks it's a badge of honor to be arrested. He thinks it's a badge of honor to go through this. And here's what it says right here, according to The Guardian, which is a conservative newspaper, I think, it's a British newspaper. Former New York mayor lawyer for Donald Trump, Giuliani, he's expected to surrender and face charges in the Georgia elections racketeering case.
Yeah, how come he's not in jail?
Well, again, he's been arrested. He's being arrested. He's turning himself in, and he's being arrested today. He's being arrested.
Well, they better put him in jail, or I'm going to be really disappointed.
These people
shouldn't get away with this shit.
They will be in jail. And I like what they're doing in Georgia. They're going after, they're charging people with racketeering. It's a big net. And they're holding them accountable. Anybody around Donald Trump, they're holding accountable. Trump is not going to bail them out. They're going to rot in jail. And I like it. I like this approach, what they're doing. Let's get the people around him and send a message. You want to support this buffoon, this stain on America, this piece of shit? Well, you're going to get shit on you. You're going to get shit on. You support pieces of shit, you get shit on. And they stink. And they will serve justice, because that's how our system works. First they get arrested, Pat. Then they get a trial date. Then they go in front of the court. And then we hear their lawyer's opening statement. It takes some time. But knowing that they got arrested, we'll take it. You know what I mean? We'll take it.
Yeah.
We'll take it. And if you try to turn your shame into a victory or some kind of honor,
that's crazy.
We're going to get you on that, too. We're going to get you that. I mean, Trump, I feel, is mentally ill. I really feel he's mentally ill.
I agree.
You know, I think there's something wrong with him. When you're an athlete or a celebrity, when you go downhill, you get caught up in your own headlines, You know, you get caught up in who you are and blah, blah, blah. People, you know, what I don't like is Melania is not being touched.
Yeah, why?
They won't go after her. But Melania did a lot of fundraising herself. And you're not, you know, you got to look at the person. Okay, you know, you go with the queen. You go with the queen and she waves her hand. The queen's dead now. God rest the queen, whatever you want to say with that. But the queen even was held accountable. They stripped the power from the queen, from the anarchy, from the royal family. They stripped the power. Parliament has the power. They're figurehead in tourism. That's all that is. And they spend a lot of money to promote that figurehead. As the queen has no power. She has no power at all. Parliament is the one with the power. She's a figurehead. She's a figurehead. She's not like a prime minister. I mean, let's just be really honest. And I love you. Please debate me, Pat. I'm not always right.
Oh, no, I don't know if you're right or wrong. I haven't followed that totally. Like,
right.
I don't like the royal family. I think they're pariahs. They just, you know what I mean? Like, there's no use to them.
No. Well, again,
and they cost
tourism.
The taxpayers lots of money. Now, what tourism?
Right. Well,
you
can
get
when
as
you
much
travel,
tourism
people
going to look at stupid buildings without people.
Right. Well, you know, I have never been to Europe. I have never been to Britain. I have never been to the UK. But I would like to see, you know, Buckingham Palace. I would like to see the circus spectacle of the freak show that you have King, what's his name now?
Charles?
Who's the king now?
Philip?
You got King Charles. Just to see his ears.
Charles.
If they're really, yeah, King Charles. Just to see his ears if they're really real is enough to pay for the ticket for me. Hold on 1 second, Pat. Hey, Josh, good morning.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. You have Pat and you got me. How you doing, Josh?
I'm doing well, Brian. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Josh. I'm doing what I do.
No, but I sounded very robotic. No, I'm just messing with you.
Yeah.
So,
Queen. That'll last for 5 seconds, and let's continue on being Josh now. We got the greetings out of the way. Yes, Josh.
Insert racial slur. No, I'm just messing.
What racial slur? What racial slur did I say? Oh, my God.
No.
All these days.
No, the point of the queen wasn't about actually serving a point. It was about being head of state. She was the head of the Commonwealth.
Right.
So that was
yeah,
a figurehead
mm-hmm.
to 12 different African countries, obviously the UK, Canada,
mm-hmm.
Australia, New Zealand, Tasmania, and it used to be Hong Kong until she signed that stuff over in 1996.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. But does she have any power, Josh? Does she have any power as
no,
far as law is
concerned?
No,
because she's dead now.
Well, she could still, her spirit could still rise, and
her
we still think about
she,
George
she's
Washington
gonna
and Ronald Reagan.
She's
going to
come back on a Ouija board, and she's going to dictate everything. No,
but No. But on a serious side, people are still, Ronald Reagan's been dead for many years now, and people still refer to Ronald, the Republicans will refer to Reaganomics, even though the dude's been dead. We still refer to Lincoln, and he died in 1800. So the legacy does have power.
Yes. If somebody did something awesome, you know, Pope John Paul II, yes, to Catholics, that man was actually probably one of the best popes since popes have been popes.
But wasn't Pope John Paul II, wasn't he infamous about sending priests who diddle young boys to different countries and hide them out from the law, even though the Vatican is a sovereign country?
It's not a country, it's a city-state.
Well, okay,
it is its own country,
it's,
Josh.
It's a country.
No, Vatican City. Yeah, I know. It has its own flag. It has its own doctrine. It's literally placed in Italy. I'm aware of that. I understand that.
We go with this when does criminal behavior become celebrity? I know we did it with the rappers. You know, when they went to jail, it's like, oh, street credit. You robbed somebody, street credit. You raped somebody, it's okay. They deserved it. Get your pan strong. But while you're in jail, you're gonna sing about it, and you become a celebrity. And the one that really irks me that I see all the time, and we're going back to Donald Trump. We're just taking a little break. The one that really irks me is Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg is a Crip. He's a gang member. He sold drugs. He's a thug. And but he has probably the best publicist in the world. And the publicist will say, well, this guy's a criminal. He's a piece of shit. So I'm
right. Yeah, no, you're using your brain right now. That's your problem.
Right. Yeah, it gives me a headache when I do that. So I stop using it. I hemorrhage in my head. But what I'm trying to say is, if I was his publicist, I'm hemorrhaging. If I was his publicist, I'm going to say, let's put him with the most unlikable person ever, but the most holy person ever. Who
El
can we
Chavo?
Find? Oh, Martha Stewart. I mean, this. So let's put
Martha Stewart was a funny villain. She was like, oh my God, I have all this stock in this thing. And then somebody called me a day before it was about to tank. And then I sold it. And then they put her on house arrest. And then Snoop Dogg was like, that's gangster.
Yeah, that's gangster. That's gangster. She's on Martha Stewart is like the Gambino family. I mean, my God. And America bought it. You know, I know America likes a comeback story. I know America wants to root for the kid who says, you know, a redemption. America loves redemption. They love the story.
What? No. All of humanity loves redemption. Ralph Macchio was a hero, not because a guy can actually practice karate, because he kicked that guy in the face.
Okay, then people love when your criminals get back on their feet and they kick you in the face, if that's the lessons we have to learn. But redemption is America. This bullshit about forgiveness, and what gets to me is that we can't call bullshit bullshit anymore. I'm going back to Trump. Just give me a bit. We're just going to take a breath.
You're really going to keep going back there, buddy. Come on, man.
We got to. It's in the news. Arrested four
times.
No,
if you're
going to
say redemption,
abuse.
Can I say something about redemption?
Yeah.
No, seriously. Like this is actually well thought out. The reason that we have statues of people that we dominated before is that the South doesn't have to be the enemy. The people that we fought, the moment that we defeated them, we accepted them back back into our ilk. They are our brothers. They are our cousins. They are our people. If you're not going to accept them as your people the moment after you conquer them, come on, man. What the hell is the point?
Wash your hand and soap.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. You know, Josh, you brought up a good statement because the South is a great example. It's a great example, man, and how we tried to bring them back in the fold. We didn't criminalize them.
We didn't demonize them. Bring them back into the fold.
We did. You know, in fact, the South was dying because they had no export going on in there.
I'm aware of that. I'm saying that we brought them back.
I know you're aware of it,
after we
but I have
them.
An audience. But I have an audience, Josh. Maybe some of those people are not aware of it. I know you're aware of it. But I still have to talk to you and to Pat and to other people who are listening that I don't see.
So all those guns pointing at your head.
I know. They want to burn me at the stake. But what I'm trying to say is we love a comeback story. Trump is a comeback story. And now there's a phase, don't call it a comeback. You know, there's a rap song. Don't call it a comeback. Oh, he's been here. No, you haven't. But Trump is not in the redemption stage yet. Trump is not in a stage where let's forgive him, because Trump saying, I have nothing for you to forgive. I have nothing for you to welcome me back. I always been here. There's no redemption right now. And this is what's hard.
You're going to compare the Civil War with Trump?
Yes.
Are you kidding
me? I'm comparing redemption. I'm comparing this is what we are, this is who we are. And the Civil War, yes.
I know who we are. I'm saying you're going to compare Southerners trying to keep states, individuals, like different countries,
Trump,
a Northerner from New York that ran for president and won the first time and then lost the second time, and he's running again from Florida. You're going to compare that. Really?
I'm comparing. The comparison is that the Civil War was fought. And I'm comparing that Donald Trump tried to do the same thing by having people attack the Capitol to overthrow democracy, to stop the certification.
You know that
president.
You might be sued for defamation by saying something like that, right?
I hope so.
And you're responsible
it'll
for everything
me,
that comes out of your face hole, right?
I hope so, because it'll give me a wider audience.
It would give you an opportunity in court to have deposition where he would have to provide the facts of the matter. Yeah, I understand that. I'm familiar with that. I used to be in law a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I understand how it works.
Yes.
It's
free speech. I tried to say this before.
Please, my siblings, do not step into that ring of fire, because it is not going to be fun for you. There will be violence and chaos. Please do not do this.
Well,
I'm not kidding.
What I do is not only do I step in the fire, I bathe in the flames. I'd rather
that's
die.
Cue until somebody shoots at you. Please do not do this.
No. Well, thank you, Josh, for your
concern. I know you're from
LA,
and everybody over there is used to being shot at. I know, but the rest of the world, please do not do this.
I do not
want to pick up my siblings' corpses on the ground.
Dead bodies.
Please,
do what
Brian suggests, because Brian, I don't know if everybody knows this, but Brian is really smart. And he can read really well.
Quit lying to people. See, that's, I'm going to sue you for defamation.
And his penis is normal size.
Normal size. How dare you say all those nice things, sir? You will be hearing from my attorney, my dear man.
Okay, fine. But you know what? I'm not going to lie. It's an innie. Okay?
But it is true. Let's get back to the thing. You know, sometimes we can only go by a character because we don't know the man. None of us know the man. I don't think Trump knows who he is.
We really know the man.
We know
trends. You know the trend. You know where this is going. Please, for the sake of everybody around you, please stop doing this.
That one person who loves me, please stop. No, I got to do it, Josh. I understand that you think that. I love.
I do not want to harm my fellow man. Please stop asking for my fellow man to fight each other, because inevitably I'm going to have to pick a side. Can we please stop doing
this? I think you already picked one. He lives over there. You see the little mailbox that says hammer? Get him. He's not hiding. Oh, man.
I do not want to harm my fellow man. Can we please stop? Is that fair? Is that a fair question to ask all of you?
I gotta speak out, because I am basically a mouthpiece of your thoughts. What people are afraid to say,
you're not.
I have a big
mouth.
You
are the a-hole trying to make my worst dreams come
true. I'm the a-hole.
You're trying to make my problems that I'm trying to avoid, and I'm trying to be civil talking to other people. You're trying to make that happen. Come on, buddy.
We
don't we
do
need
the best
to fight each other. No, please don't
fighting.
Fight each other.
I'm just speaking out of for injustice, and I'm speaking out for the silent.
What?
This is injustice. What's going? That this man is still walking around without being in an orange jumpsuit is injustice. We need justice coming back to our lives, to our country. We don't need this.
Brian,
tonight.
Understand?
Yes.
You understand what you are asking for by saying this to other people, asking other people to arm up. You understand
not,
what you're asking for,
where
right?
Did you get that? Where did you get that from? I'm not telling people
every
to arm
time.
Up.
Every single time. No. Take responsibility for a moment. I'm telling people not to do it. You are doing
you're
it.
Right.
I'm asking you to take responsibility.
I am not asking America to arm up. There is no civil war between us. There's no civil war between Democrats and Republicans. There's no civil war. We need to unite, and we need to speak up about this.
I'm trying to unite people. You're over there trying to get some guy from New Jersey or New York locked up. Come on, guy. I don't want my neighbors. I don't care where you're from. Can we not... I know it's funny to you. I understand that. But please, can we not do this?
I know it sounds cute
to somebody who's never been shot at before. But
right.
Please, can we do this?
Oh, I've been shot at twice. I've been shot at twice, Josh. I have.
Really?
I have. Yeah, I have.
Were you in Watts or South Central?
One time was in Englewood. One time was
Englewood, okay. And what was the other one?
Englewood, California. If you're not familiar with Englewood, California.
I know where Englewood
that's
is.
That's like,
where was the
well,
other one?
I know that you might know, but there's somebody in Idaho that's or Nebraska that's listening, and they may not know where Englewood is.
Somebody
but
that's
it's right
trying
next
to keep their head on their shoulders, and you're trying to walk them to a dirty path. Yeah, I know. Where was the other one?
I'm walking them to a I'm just expressing how I feel about it. It's opinion.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay, where was
the
other
I'm
the one?
Fucker
where
Carlson.
Else were you shot at?
I'm the other Carlson. I'm Fucker Carlson. That's who I am. I'm Fucker. This is a Fucker Carlson. You have the, you know, I'd rather, would you rather, and this has nothing to do with anything, well, it does, has everything to do with everything. Would you rather die a coward or live
I don't care.
As a hero?
You said you got shot at in Englewood. Where else did you get shot at? You said you got shot at twice. Where was the other place?
Well, you're busy trying to, one time in Philadelphia.
Like,
and I was
okay,
a kid.
Well, that makes
I was a kid. I was a kid in Philly.
That's how people act in those places. I'm sorry. That's
how people act. Philadelphia and Inglewood, you got some great people there. And like other places, there's thugs everywhere.
98% of the people are law-abiding citizens, and then you got that 2% that's over there shooting at people.
2% who are just pissed off. 2% who are just pissed off.
And then Brian's over there provoking them, wearing a chicken costume.
I'm provoking them. Oh, blame. Without knowing the full story, I was the agitator. I provoked somebody to shoot at me. I was a kid. I was 8. I was a kid. The good thing
know,
about Philly.
I don't even need to know the story. I know you were the agitator because look at you, kid.
I'm the agitator at 8 years old. Oh, Jesus Christ.
He's like,
all right,
he's, Karen. Like, he's over there dancing like, I bet you can't hit me.
Yeah, it was offensive dancing. That's a, Harry, look at that boy. That's offensive dancing. He's gyrating them
this,
hips like
this
he
mofo
wants to
was
fuck
like
a white girl.
A character in Fable 3. He's just dancing around. He's like, I bet you won't do it.
But, you know, here's Rudy Giuliani. Listen to this. Give me this is according to MSN, and Trump allies is they're in Georgia right now, and they're surrendering for racketeering charges. Here's the soundbite. Let's go to the soundbite. If I can get the sound bite, because sometimes the sound doesn't really back. Here we go.
The first of Donald Trump's co-defendants in Georgia's election subversion case surrendered at an Atlanta jail on Tuesday. Trump's former lawyer, John Eastman, turned himself in a day after agreeing to a $100,000 bond. In a statement, he said, "I am here today to surrender to an indictment that should never have been brought. It represents a crossing of the Rubicon for our country, implicating the fundamental First Amendment right to petition the government for redress of grievances." Republican poll watcher Scott Hall also surrendered to the county sheriff's office, according to jail records. He previously agreed to a $10,000 bond deal, requiring that he report to pretrial supervision every 30 days. The former president and 18 others face charges of subverting Trump's 2020 election loss. Trump is expected to turn himself in Thursday. He agreed Monday to post a $200,000 bond and accepted bail conditions that would bar him from threatening co-defendants or witnesses in the case. In a 41-count Georgia indictment unveiled last week, the defendants were charged with racketeering and other crimes over their efforts to reverse Trump's loss in the state to Joe Biden.
All right, so you know how that's going to go, right?
Well, it usually goes where they turn themselves in, they take a mugshot, they get fingerprinted.
That's never,
plea.
In the history of any, you're paying way too close attention to American politics. The history of the world is when your former leader is now being gassed up and locked up and he has a mugshot, he's probably going to win again. So they are giving Trump everything he needs to win the next election. Now if he has
then,
street
so
cred, why the hell would you do
so,
that
but
to
you,
him?
You, we're not going to – so you're saying that we should ignore all the bullshit and the criminal activity that he's done because we're afraid that he's going to be – this is going to make him more popular
no.
elected? So, what are you saying?
Who's afraid of what Trump did? Who's afraid?
Well, a lot of people in Europe are afraid what this madman will do and what he tries to do. And if he's elected again.
What are they afraid of?
Well, they're afraid that he's going to pardon these criminals. We're afraid that he's going, as president of the United States, he's going to tear down.
What do you mean?
Wait a minute, I'll tell you what they're afraid of.
I'm not going to gloss over that. What do you
like
mean
he's
going to
tear
criminals?
Down what we've known as a republic and a democracy? He's going to kick it. He's going to get rid of.
You just keep saying words. You're not being specific on anything.
I am being specific, if you listen, and
you're not
also
being specific on anything
is
at all.
That he has a hit list, and he's going to go after regular citizens who went against him. This is all about him and not about the country itself. There's going to be no policy whatsoever. I haven't heard one policy that the Republicans are put on the table to move America forward. This is all about him and about Donald Trump and attacking
Shutting
Donald
down
Trump.
The Ukraine war.
I'm sorry.
Shutting down the Ukraine war is not a policy that we keep spending billions of dollars on. You don't think that's a policy?
We could do the headlines.
Do you not agree with that policy of shutting down that war?
No.
I do not.
You think
either.
You think we should keep
yes.
spending money on that?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Why?
Because it's going to make a big difference in the long run of what the world has to deal with.
If you're going to actually fight in Ukraine against Russia, send a few thousand Americans over there, let them illegally cross their borders, and start setting their towns on fire just on the edge of the border. Why the hell are we not doing that?
Because
if you guys
America
actually want to win that
NATO
war, if you
are
actually
not
care about ending that war...
NATO is not stepping into a world war.
I'm not worried about NATO. I'm talking about 1,000 people like you and me.
It doesn't matter. That's NATO. The minute we
You're NATO? I'm not NATO. I'm a random guy. You send a random guy like me over there.
You're from
start
a NATO
setting
country.
Crap on fire on the border.
You're
Ooh,
from a
NATO,
NATO country. No.
Who?
No. You can't do it because it.
You can go there. It's unethical to do it.
Yes, it is.
It's unethical to do it, but it's unethical what they're doing, yeah?
What Putin's doing is unethical.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. So if people like me were to just stroll across his border in a random place and set a small town hall on fire,
go for it.
Nothing would stop me from doing it.
No, all I'm saying is we can't send a bunch of people. It would start a world
war. You don't have to send a bunch of people. You can send like 500 of us.
Yes, but you would have to join the Ukraine
army. No, we wouldn't. All we'd have to do is walk across the border with a gas can.
Well, then you're on your own when you get arrested.
I know. I'm aware of that.
There's no coming back from those jails.
I'm aware of that. I'm saying that where is the morality begin and end here? I do not want to fight the Russians. I do not want Russians to kill Ukrainians. I do not want anybody to die. But we keep doing this over and over again, don't we? This is a monkey's maze that we keep playing
games. It has to be stopped
somewhere,
Josh. Josh, it has to be stopped somewhere.
I know, and you're not going to do anything about it. Should I do something about
it? No. No, you haven't been paying attention closely.
I have done plenty in other places that you cannot point out on a map. You think that this is new? This is a brand new thing that is just new happening? No.
No.
This is nonsense that was going to pop off ever since the Soviet Union fell.
The Soviet Union is trying to reassert itself.
There
and
is no Soviet Union.
Unless
I'm saying
somebody
that this
steps on them good, it's going to be a problem.
I understand that, ma'am. And I'm saying that there is a way to handle that. If you are actually trying to stop this from happening the way that we've been doing it, it's through violence. If you would like to do it peacefully, we should probably stop acting like a bunch of monkeys.
There's
Does
no
that make
peace
sense
with
to you?
Putin.
Yes, there is.
Not that
many. I guarantee
he
you there
allow
is.
Allow it.
Because you know how easy it is to starve somebody, to starve a country when you cut off their trade lines? Of course
it's
there is.
It's already happening.
There's always a smart way.
It's already happening.
It's already happening now because Biden is a dotard. But, yeah, no, we don't have to do this. It doesn't have to be this way.
Well, that's the argument they said about World War II. Josh, and you're going on the argument
if
of World
you want
War
me
II
to go
get,
over there
no,
and set stuff
no,
on fire,
no,
I
no,
can't
listen,
do it.
Listen, well, listen, I understand that you may be a pacifist, but let me tell you, in World War II, we stayed out of it. We stayed out of it so much until when Hitler started going across Poland and he started marching in to Russia.
No,
Russia
we
was
stayed out of
with,
it until Japan
wait,
got pissed off when we cut
well,
off the oil
hey,
supply
hey,
line
hey,
and they
hey,
didn't.
Give me a minute. We, in fact, Russia was an ally of Germany at one time before
I
Hitler
know
got
about
a little
that.
Crazy.
They signed
well,
a no
you may,
attack
you may
clause.
Know, and then Hitler got a little crazy, and then here we go. Here we go. And more,
no,
Japan
Hitler didn't get a little
in.
Bit crazy. As time passed, he realized that he needed oil, and he could either go down south and start going into the Arab countries that would go completely ape on them because they're Arabs and they're Muslims, or he could go up into Ukraine and he could go up into Russia where they also had oil. But he did that dumb thing where you attack Russia when it's really cold and they control all the grounds and they lost a bunch of their people in Stalingrad.
Well, there's a little bit more. There's a little bit. You're right. They did. He did go a little crazy. The reason he lost that against Russia is because he did not prepare for the winter. And a lot of their German soldiers were not prepared for the Russian winter.
Oh, they froze.
And they were starving.
Yep.
And they froze.
Yeah,
they
know, I know. But no, he had two choices. He had two choices in that moment when they were running low on fuel reserves. They could go mm-hmm. down south. They could go and invade the Ottoman Empire. Well, it wasn't the Ottoman Empire at the time, but they could go into Arabia and they could steal all the oil from them, or they could go into Russia. They weren't willing to go down into that peninsula because those people are crazy as hell, as the Catholics will tell you. Read a history book. So they went up and they tried to fight the Russians during the worst possible season, which is winter. The reason that Russians have survived forever is because it's cold as hell up there all the time. And you have like maybe a month or two if you actually want to try to infiltrate them. But no, they were outside of that mark, and they took them out. I'm just saying this is something that people need to understand about today's war when it comes to the Donbass in eastern Ukraine and the Russians. They know how to fight in messed up weather.
So my point is, and how I could link the two together, is that we knew what was going on with Hitler. We had the intelligence of what was going on with this guy. We stayed out of it as long as we could. We stayed out of it until we were attacked by the Japanese, and then we had no choice to go in. And I equate it with the same story here, is that with Ukraine, if we're basically using Ukraine, Saddam Hussein said something that pissed off America, and it got in the news, and basically turned that war around.
Are you about to quote Saddam Hussein positively? I want to hear this, please.
Yes,
go.
Yes, I am, because it means a
lot.
I
want to hear this.
We were backing Saddam. The Americans were backing Saddam Hussein at one time because they're we ignore what a brutal dictator.
No. Say the quote. Say the quote.
I'm not going to say an exact quote. I'm just going to say just a little part of it. So we are backing him, and we ignore that he was a brutal dictator. We ignore that he was chopping people's heads off, raping people, blah, 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 blah. America, because he had American interests. He was our
puppet.
Were
more than 50 bodies found in the little man-made pond behind his palace.
Right, right.
Yes, okay.
Right. You're not going to read this in the history books. They're not going to teach this to you unless you get into civil history, which when you're in high school, you don't give a shit about it. We just watch a film. And the problem of this, we ignored it. He had American interests going on until he didn't. And so he started making threats to President Bush, and he was starting making hits, and it was believed that he had a hit squad out for Bush.
He's talking about H.W.
He's
about H.W. Herbert Walker.
Okay.
He wasn't
Josh.
Talking
Thank
about
you.
The later Bush.
Not to George, but George has something. Well, George finished it. George finished it. George basically says, "Don't fuck with my dad." That's basically what
I
George
know. Okay,
said.
Time. He's talking about Desert Storm, the initial thing where Iraq went into Kuwait.
Okay.
Everybody needs to understand what he's saying because he's not saying it out loud.
Okay. Well, they basically. So what happened is why we're still kind of talking to Saddam and. And we're saying, hey, you know, knock your shit off, kind of keep it low, we're supporting you. Saddam said something like, we don't want our troops to fight in Desert Storm. We don't want any Middle Eastern blood flow. Let our slaves, the Americans, do it. These people are our slaves. They are our fighters. So let them do it. And the same thing with
so
Ukraine.
So when Saddam Hussein was hung by his neck until dead, he was killed by his civilians, orchestrated
what?
By his slaves?
I'm just saying, when Saddam was still, and the United States were still kind of, before it completely were severed, the relationship was severed, he was still keeping the oil for our interests, for the American people. He had our interests for it until he didn't. But when Desert Storm was going on, Saddam Hussein said, we don't want Middle Eastern blood to flow through the desert. Let our slaves, the Americans, waste their blood in the desert.
Then why Why did he invade Kuwait and get a bunch of like tens of thousands of his
Iraqi soldiers slaughtered? You know why he invaded Kuwait. You know why he did it, Josh. You're an educated man. Oil is power. I think so. But like all dictators, see, there's not a dictator. Human beings are not fulfilled. There's not one single human being on this earth is fulfilled. You could be the richest man in the world, and I could point out to the guy who owns Twitter, one of the most richest men in the world.
You're talking about
Elon
Musk.
Yes, I am. And I'm not saying his name out loud because I'm still on Twitter and.
I don't care if you're butthurt. His name is Elon Musk. He's the first African-American entrepreneur.
You really want it. But what I'm trying to say is...
social media platform in America.
The social media biggest asshole in the world. But no
human being. He's African-American, okay?
I don't claim him. I don't claim him. And I don't know who the fool who did. I don't know the fool who did. But we have enough problems. But again, no human beings fulfilled. So when you give enough power to somebody, and I don't believe human beings should have that much power because they don't know what to do with it, and I don't think they should
You're
have
doing
that
like
much
Kanye
control.
Kanye West
because,
thing where he's talking about no one man should have all that power. Yeah, I understand that. I know, and that's what I was saying last time.
So
everybody was laughing at me. No, you do not wish for happiness. You do not wish for power. You wish for fulfillment, and that should be your purpose. Seek fulfillment.
But you can never
be happy.
And the same thing. Yeah. And the same thing is peace. You can never achieve peace. It's not meant
yes.
for human beings to have peace. No, it's not.
Yes.
We live in controversy. We live in squalor. This is what we thrive on. This is what keeps us up, gets us up every morning, is the controversy.
Is over here doing what he does because he has something to look forward to, and he has a tiny penis. Everybody, be like Brian without the tiny penis.
You ever notice how they go? It's funny how straight guys go right to the penis. If I was gay, it's like, damn, like when straight guys get upset, they go, suck my dick. It's like gay guys are going, what the fuck? And you're getting mad at me?
Brian,
I actually
Brian,
do it?
You know, at some level you did that to yourself.
No, I am so far from self-loathing.
What could I possibly have done?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, we're talking about serious stuff.
But
Brian,
goes
we're talking about
Ukraine.
Serious things.
It goes for Ukraine.
Ukraine is
I'm saying it's Saddam Hussein's thinking that we have the same thinking of Ukraine. Let
no,
them fight
we do not.
Against Russia. Wait, hear me out. Let them fight against Russia. Let them do whatever they can. Let them weaken their economy. Let them destroy Putin because we're going to have no part of it. They are our army that's going to keep Russia from taking over Ukraine, so we're going to have to fight them in our backyard. We don't want to fight them in our backyard. Because after Ukraine, guess what? It's going to be history. It's going to be history all over again. After Ukraine, guess who's next? Poland is right there. Poland's saying, what the fuck, again?
When Saddam Hussein had that mentality, the Budapest Agreement was still active, where Ukraine gave up its nukes, and Russia, the UK, and America agreed to protect them. Now, that obviously went to the wayside because everything is ridiculous at all times and everybody's full of crap. I don't know if anybody knew that. But no, Russia immediately it wasn't when Trump was in office because they were like, we have no idea what the heck that guy might launch missiles at, Moscow. He might just wipe our capital in St. Petersburg. He might just wipe all of our population centers off the map. And they were like, no, we're going to wait. So they sat and they waited. And then Biden came in. He was over there talking about Vatican care. Truman and Nominus Shepherd up there. He's over there saying, he's speaking a language that we do not, this is not English. This is old man falling off the wagon. Ridiculous. This guy doesn't even, he's not even here. The man literally fell asleep in Maui when he was talking to the people about losing 100 of their people and 1,000 of their people were missing. The man fell asleep during the speech. I cannot be nice about that. I'm not being mean to him. He's an old man. He shouldn't be there. His family is very mean because they would take an old man and they would put him in that situation and allow him to embarrass himself over and over again, falling off of bikes, falling upstairs, sniffing kids. Jesus Christ, kids. This is ridiculous.
Well, you plead a case.
I'm not wrong.
You're
Am
pleading
I wrong
a case.
About anything
you're pleading,
I said?
You're yes, you are wrong. He's not sniffing.
How am I
kids,
wrong?
But
he did.
I'll tell you why you're wrong.
Wait.
I'm not. You're
so
gonna take.
Videos.
You're gonna take. See, you did good, Josh. You did good. You diverted me from
so
Trump.
Many videos
and
of
no.
Kids.
You did. I saw what you did there. And let's get off of Trump because
I didn't
defend,
do anything.
I can't defend
kids.
Trump's criminal ways. So
what?
Let's go
I'm
back
sorry,
to Biden.
What was Trump's
wait. No, I'd rather a man fall asleep than a man raping somebody
Wait a minute.
I'd rather have a man fall asleep than falsely trying to do the, what was it, the Teen America thing and go into the teen's dressing rooms when they're undressed and to talk to them, to peek at them. I'd rather a man fall asleep than go on a plane ride with Epstein.
Oh, the sleeping man
and party
having
with
a shower
Epstein.
With his
Wait a minute. At a party with Epstein, who is using women as call girls, not women, teenagers as call girls and hookers.
Where?
So you're right.
What?
You're absolutely
what?
Right, Josh. So I'd rather go with this guy who rapes.
Hey, Brian, here.
Who don't pay their taxes, rip off Americans, who has fake donors to try to not certify elections. So you're telling me this thug who's a rapist and who's been arrested 4 times and is going to turn himself in to the Sheriff's Department tomorrow on their felony charges of stealing documents, including nuclear documents, that he won't get back to the government. And then he's up there saying, give me back my documents, which you're going to be prosecuted for because you're a numbnut, to some guy falling asleep at a speech. You're absolutely right, Josh. You have a great argument there.
Brian.
Great argument.
That is ridiculous. I've been indicted. I am not a thug.
What part is ridiculous? That he's been arrested 4 times? That he has to turn himself in to the
Sheriff's
Department?
He hasn't been arrested 4 times. He's been indicted 4 times.
He has been indicted. Yes, he has. This is the 4th time.
I have been indicted. I am not a thug.
Well, you're not running for president, and I wouldn't vote for you. What I'm trying to say is when you go
to
jail
and
you are fingerprinted, you are arrested, my friend. It's
called
the arrest.
I've been arrested before.
So don't say he has not
been
arrested.
I've been fingerprinted. I did the mugshots. Yeah.
That's called being under arrest, my friend. And when you have someone who has to turn himself.
No, being is not being arrested.
Josh,
you're speaking on a technicality. If he did not show up, he would be arrested. But because he's a coward, he surrendered himself. But he was still indicted, fingerprinted, and taking mug shots. And he has to go to court. He has to go to jury. This man is a criminal. So if you're comparing an old man falling asleep at a speech compared to it's already been documented that he sexually abused this woman in a department store, there's other allegations,
that
and this guy has been happily partied with Epstein, who we do know had teenage call girls that he was happy to party with him. We do know Trump steak, Trump this, Trump that these fraudulent companies that he's coming up with, that this guy even made himself a publicist to call Forbes to lie about his money. This guy, while his woman, his wife, so-called, I'm doing quotes, his wife, the paid-out whore that he's married to, who called Melania, the paid-out whore gave birth to his son that he didn't even recognize as his son. He called that kid her child at one time in a speech. And while that whore was coming home with that kid, he was busy in bed with a porn star and paid over $150,000 to some pussy that he was fucking when that whore was coming home with that kid. You're right, Josh. That old man falling asleep during a speech, oh, my God,
all right.
How criminal.
Can I talk
that
now
is.
That Brian is done?
Yes, you can. You got the floor.
California asshole. No, are you sure?
You got it, Josh.
I didn't want to offend any Canadians in the room. Are you sure that I can speak now? If all that stuff, first of all, that thing that happened in, what was that department store in New York City right across the street from the most famous man in New York that never happened? She got that from a CSI New York episode, in the 90s or something? That never actually happened. He didn't sexually assault a lady in a dressing room. She got that off of some crap on TV, on trash TV, procedural police work TV. That never happened.
How do you know? How do you know for sure, Josh?
Because it happened before the case, and he wasn't found guilty of actually causing harm to a woman.
Put your tin hat on. Pat, because
where
if you look at court
actually,
documents,
no, why
if you look at court, forget
what
the conspiracy theories is.
What was his actual?
It's
our, what was
it's
his on actual
record?
What was his actual
and
guilt?
And he went to civil trial and he lost and he had to pay her. What was it, $5 million?
No.
This idiot,
he didn't actually
that,
do anything to her. What was
he
the
paid her
of that
five?
Case?
He was found guilty in our own court of law, Josh.
It wasn't
in our own
guilty
court
of
law.
What? It wasn't guilty
of sexual abuse.
Anybody.
Of sexual abuse of a woman in a department store. Read court records,
dude. That was
dude.
An episode on CSI.
It doesn't matter
so
what it was. It's on record that he assaulted
so
a woman and he was found guilty.
Lied. I don't know if anybody
it
knows
doesn't
that
matter.
About women on
he,
occasion.
It doesn't
they
matter
do
if
that.
The woman lied. He was found guilty, and he paid.
He was
That's
found
what
guilty where?
He was found
Josh,
guilty of sexual abuse of the
so
woman in the
determined.
Department store. Where the hell are you? Now, you
no,
called under,
he
the,
was
under
found
the conspiracy
guilty
rock.
Where?
He,
I
what?
Don't care about the conspiracy bullshit. I don't care about this.
You
he
are
was found
you're
guilty in what
it left
city
and
what
right,
court.
Josh. It doesn't matter what
you,
you guys
if, dude,
think.
If you
under
guys
the court
are not
of
going
law,
to be
he was found
civil,
guilty.
If you are not going to be civil with your fellow man in any way, that's fine. Do not expect anybody
I'm
else
civil
to be civil
my no,
later.
I owe my
I'm
fellow man
right
the truth
now,
and to break through this
That's not
this
the truth.
Fog.
Where was he found guilty? Where?
That,
what courthouse?
Josh, I'll
in
tell
what
you what.
City?
I don't have – where was he found guilty of? I told you six
yes.
times. Look it up,
no,
dude.
Where?
Look it up. It's on court records that this man – was found guilty of sexual abuse of this woman. He had to pay $5 million to her. It doesn't matter, Josh. You're giving me stupid examples of, well,
not,
why is he not in jail? First of all,
do
well, I'll tell you, wait a minute, let me school you. Wait, Josh, you said something silly. Why wasn't he in jail? Because it wasn't criminal, it was civil. It was about money. That's why he's not in jail. It was a civil trial, not a criminal trial, my friend. That's why he's not in jail.
Where?
But he was found guilty. And he did
Where?
Pay. Oh, my God. My head is hurting. Josh, you're trying
no,
to take me
dude,
through this wormhole.
No. You
look
have to understand.
You're
I, dude, if I look this up, I'm going to find out that it was some, like, inner
okay.
New York City court. And that there was no way that anybody could have walked in there and said that
care.
Donald Trump did
That's
something to them in
the 80s.
That's the
court of the United States of America. It doesn't matter.
I know,
he
and you have to understand
guilty.
That if there is no faith in the system, then the system collapses. If there is
Bingo.
No faith in
That's the
ability.
That's the real truth. That's the real
yes,
truth.
Yes, I know, but you understand
you don't
exactly where I'm coming from when I say that. I'm not being
ridiculous.
You don't
believe in the United States of America. You don't believe in it.
He
Therefore, you're going to say
he,
no. You're going to say he wasn't found guilty. Where did this happen? You know where it happened,
I'm,
Josh.
I don't
now
know where
trying,
it happened. Was it in Brooklyn? Was
you're,
it in Queens?
Oh,
you're,
my
you're,
gosh.
You're trying to troll me. You're trying to troll me, Josh.
No, I'm not.
You
I'm trying to understand where it
you
actually was.
Are, Josh.
Because, all right. I'll see y'all on the battlefield. Y'all really fucking
right,
think
man.
This is a game. Are you fucking
yeah,
kidding me?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
You think that you
no,
can you think that you can treat
me.
People that
but
way?
You need to go to Kool-Aid addiction meetings and get that Kool-Aid out of your system, because you drank the Kool-Aid and you're trying to troll. And
dude,
it doesn't work in
this I'm
joke.
Not trying
it
to troll.
Josh.
I'm trying to have my siblings and my countrymen not be
you're
assholes towards each other.
We have. Let me tell. Okay, let me talk to you about your siblings. Let me say something, Josh, because
you,
I don't want to bring
you.
You
are talking about you
I
right now.
I don't want to. Wait, no, stop. Do you know how long it took for American women to vote, to even wear pants in public, the right to smoke in public? And I'm not putting out the race card. I'm just going to go with white women and just women in general. We fought hard for what I'm about to say. My civil rights is what I'm about to say, because I don't have to shut up to Massa. I don't have to bow my head down to Massa anymore. I don't have to be quiet because I'm afraid that somebody's going to hang somebody next door to me. My people have fought and died for the right for me to say what my opinion is, and you're trying to silence that. You're going against
hundreds of people who have died. You're talking to a fucking Nick. You might come from
really,
people that have suffered a few hundred
to.
Years of shit.
The point is
I'm
what
a thousand
I'm trying
years
to say,
deep in this boy. I'm
yeah,
just
well,
saying,
John,
man.
What
you don't
I'm
need to
trying
be an ass
to
about
say
it.
To you is that people have died for women to hear their voices and for us
yes.
to have our voices heard. And you're trying to silence us, and it won't be because you're
I
thinking,
don't want to
well,
silence you. I want you to think clearly before you speak.
Think clearly? What am I not thinking clearly of? What am I not thinking clearly of?
You are not considering the precedent that you're setting futuristically. You think that this is just going to be a one-off. This is going to be repetitive for a long period of time. Every single president after this, you understand what you're saying, right?
So?
You understand
so
that every single
be.
President
is going to
be indicted.
Josh,
and indicted.
Are you
that's
condoning?
Yes.
Are you condoning
that the
every
president
has
illegal activity
this?
And we shouldn't say shit? Go ahead, Pat. I like that. Go ahead.
Are you condoning every president? Don't you realize that if they deal with Trump, that he'll give the other presidents something to think about, that they're not going to screw up like this? Do you not think it's
George
some kind
H.
of George
H.W. Bush should be hung by the neck until dead for his war in Iraq and Afghanistan. Barack Hussein Obama should be hung by his neck until dead because he bombed that child in a cafe in Yemen. Donald
okay,
J.
What
Trump
about
should
Putin?
Be hung
Putin,
by his
then.
Neck until dead because he killed that 8-year-old girl. With a drone strike. Yeah, I know. I'm aware of all of that. I'm saying do not make you and me enemies because of these a-holes.
We will
yes,
not
but
bow
Josh,
our heads.
You're not letting anybody speak to
me. And wait a minute.
You
Pat,
asked me.
I welcome.
I spoke,
wait,
yes, I know.
Quiet.
You let me
Pat,
speak.
Yeah, Pat, wait 1 second, Pat. Deb, we'll go right back to you. I
okay.
welcome what you're afraid of, Josh. I think it's great. I think every president who comes into the office should be held accountable. And if they get found, and I don't care if they're Democrat or Republican, and if they're being found to doing something illegal and using our government for other means than democracy and a republic, yes, put their asses in court. I hope so.
Every
it
single
needs, we need
war
to move forward.
Since
I
World
love
War
it.
II has
I
been illegal because
it.
Congress didn't wage it. The president during the Korean War, the Vietnam War, anything in the Middle East, yeah, all of
love
them
it.
Should be shot in the head.
I didn't say all of them. I think they should
because
be held accountable.
Because they violated the Constitution.
And I like what Pat said.
That's treason.
It's going to send a message to the next a-hole we elect. It's saying, we're watching
No,
you.
We have enough of those
a-holes
alive
if you start
right
raping
now. We can
girls
put them
in department
on their
stores,
right now. If you're
you
going to
come
put
up
Trump
with Trump
on his knees, let's put the other a-hole, too.
And Trump water, and you do this illegal stuff, we're going to watch you. And it's about time that American people start watching their leaders and lawmakers
so
and saying, we're
crazy,
watching
man.
You. And we will
you're
hold you accountable.
You're looking at an individual.
I don't care who
I don't
you
care
are.
About the individual.
I know. I don't care. If
you're
you
looking
in, if you
only
law,
at the individual. I am happy for Donald Trump to be on his knees right next to Barack Obama in one bullet each to both
whatever.
Of their heads for war
if
crimes.
It, listen, if
let's
Barack
go.
Obama.
Let's do that right now. Are
Barack
we not going to do that? No?
I mean, George
okay.
Bush. Wait,
that,
stop,
no, it's
stop,
only
stop.
Trump is
bad. George
yeah,
Bush
one man bad.
Is up for war crimes in certain countries. They would love to get George Bush in Saudi, not Saudi Arabia, of course, they're our allies. We look the other way. But they would love to get George Bush in some other countries. He was up for war crimes. If I'm not mistaken, I think Obama was up for war crimes at one time.
Yemen.
And so what?
What Obama did in Yemen is a war crime.
It doesn't matter. Try him. Then try him. Then put him in court. Then arrest him. Josh, I'm saying arrest him. If Obama did something wrong, and if Obama did something with war crimes, arrest his ass.
He obviously did something wrong because an American teenager is dead and nothing happened to him.
An American
if you
want to
condemn Trump, fine.
Dead.
If you want to condemn all presidents for the wrongdoings that they've done on foreign soil, I'm happy to line them up right there with you. But if you're only
what
going to go after an individual...
What about the ones that do things on native soil, like Trump causing the thing at January 6th? It was
Get
caused
the hell
by
out
him.
Of here with that goofy nonsense. Are you kidding me?
No,
what about
I'm not.
May 29th? What about May 20th, 2019?
Okay, what happened? I'm at a loss.
They set St. John's Church on fire and forced Trump into a bunker, and the media made fun of him for going into the bunker under the White House because a bunch of people stormed the city. They set a church on fire across the street. They beat up a bunch of Secret Service agents. What? You're going to talk about January 6th when that happened? Oh, get out of here. You don't know what happened.
I don't know
yes,
what happened.
Yes, but nobody set them on the place. It wasn't
nobody
a massive...
did what? They tried. He was forced into the panic room several layers below the White House.
Who was?
On fire.
I got half of this conversation. Who are you talking about? Are you talking about Mike
He's
Pence?
He's trying to
Donald
say
Trump,
Trump was
Are you talking about Mike Pence when Donald Trump threw him under the bus and ordered his people to try to hang him and kill Mike Pence, his own vice president? Are you talking about that? Because I don't know
no,
what you're talking
I'm
about.
No, I'm talking about when they set St. John's Church on fire across the street from the White House, and they knocked over barricades, beat up a bunch of Secret Service agents, and forced Donald Trump into the bunker.
Oh.
Like four levels below
no,
the White House.
Is that the one that the church was on fire and then Donald Trump tried to get the general and then he posed for the camera holding up the Bible and he
no.
ordered his – oh, it's not that one. It's not that one. And he had the Bible upside down. Is that that one? Okay. I see. Well, here we go. And go, moving
really,
on.
You guys really don't how can you be so one-sided on that?
It's not one-sided. These are facts that have been done. These are facts. And here's another fact. This is according to Yahoo News. Trump brags he will probably be arrested. Proudly he will be arrested. And so he's bragging about it.
I'm
and he
about
surrenders.
To be arrested.
And, yeah, he's bragging about it. Former Donald Trump on Wednesday declared on Truth Social that he'll probably be arrested tomorrow afternoon in Georgia. And with his co-defendant, continued to surrender to authorities. Trump claimed in the post that he was being persecuted because nobody has ever fought for election integrity like Donald Trump. Let's look at that line. Nobody has fought. You're right. Nobody has fought,
An
ever
election.
Fought for election integrity. Let's put in fake electors. Let's put in people in positions that that Biden will not be certified. Let's have Giuliani call the governor of Georgia and say and threaten the governor of Georgia, saying that your machines are bad. But we're not going to talk about Dominion machines anymore because they do fight back and they get sued. So let's talk about the fake electors. So, yeah, he's bragging that nobody ever fought for election integrity like President Donald Trump did. His integrity, not the United States of America. This guy's a criminal and a clown. And I hope he does keep opening up his mouth because he will be in a jumpsuit. He said, and Trump said this, even though he is charged with trying to mess up the 2020 election, Trump is expected to surrender on Thursday. Yeah, that's a great example. Hey, let's bring you the kids. It's a family thing. Kids, we're Republican. Look, the guy we're voting for is going to be arrested again, kids. This is the fourth time he's going to be arrested. Let's all cheer for this clown, this stain on America, and this moral person. But, by the way, let's not pay our lawyers because we're going to keep that money in our pocket. You know, let's stop this. And he's going under with 13 counts, 13 counts, including violation of Georgia's RICO Anti-Racketeering Act. So not only is he doing this shit, let's get his moron army together who is backing this fake election thing that his election has been tampered with, and let's put them away too. Because I'm going to tell you why this is so important, because that's all we have. This is what America is made of, is free elections. This is what we do.
And if Donald Trump is the only ex-president who's trying to tear down democracy and our republic, but the only one thing that separates us from the rest of the world is that we have free elections. But he's going to take that away from the United States, too, and say that we're not having free elections. They're all rigged, and they hate me, and they hate my family, and they hate the way
I'm going to make a fuss.
Yeah, let's not do it. This is about me. Josh, you've got no argument, my friend. I'm sorry. And trying to not defend Donald Trump by going to Biden. It's ridiculous.
No,
I am being civil because I'm doing the facts here.
I know, but listen, hear me out. After the next election, we don't have to say anything about it. 3 years from now, if your life is better in 3 years from now than it is today, depending on who's in office, we could talk about it then. Is that fair?
Yep.
Well,
yeah.
you put up a ridiculous kind of a statement about that, because what happens is that all of our lives, 100% of people's lives, are not going to be better, but it will not be worse. See, we're not really going for better right now.
No.
What Donald Trump did to America and he did to the American people, we're not rooting for better. We just don't want it to get worse. We're rooting for let's not make it worse by putting this circus freak in office. So it's not about better.
Okay.
It's about let's not go
okay,
worse on
then
this
just
one.
Take the bet and walk away. I don't know why you have to keep fucking flexing your muscles about it. Okay. So if one dipshit wins, sure. If another dipshit wins, sure. But if it's better when one dipshit wins over another, all right. We all agree on that?
No,
sure.
We do not agree. One dipshit
Why
wins.
Why do you not agree?
Govern. No, because one dipshit wins, they govern. They govern, they have the agenda for the American people. The other dipshit wins, they will take apart our democracy, go after FBI, go after
that
our CIA, go after
I
the
said.
IRS.
Said that
they will tear down what we
years,
know as America. So it's not dipshit to dipshit, it's dipshit to terrorists.
It is always dipshit. No. That's American politics. It's always dipshit to dipshit. Are you kidding me? No. In 3 years, we can come back to this conversation. If it's better, great. If it's not better,
you see, Josh,
okay.
You're so naive.
We can have a conversation about that.
I mean, you keep saying dipshit to dipshit. It's not dipshit to dipshit. They already took away
yes,
Roe versus Wade. Wait a minute. No, it's not. They took away
How
Roe
is it not
versus
dipshit
Wade.
Dipshit to dipshit.
Because I'm trying to tell you, the dipshit who's in charge could have effect on a lot of people's lives and their civil rights and who they are as Americans. They already took away women's right to control their bodies or have a say-so of the bodies. The government's already inside a woman's body. The government's inside a woman's body more than I have been. It's ridiculous. They took away Roe versus Wade.
That's not what that was. That was an opportunity.
Now they're
going to
go after the transgenders. And I'm not a big fan of the transgenders, but who
the
fuck cares?
What the hell are you talking about transgenders now?
Because I am trying to say that the new laws that they implement. Wait a minute. Let me tell you about dipshit to dipshit. So let's go to dipshit number one in Florida, who's already banning books in Florida, who's already going into the schools and banning certain curriculums that they can learn, and the truth about this, they're going into schools saying that slavery was a learning process and that it was a training process so we could be better. This is the power of dipshit. So it's not dipshit versus dipshit. It's dipshit versus terrorism. And destroying
democracy.
He's not banning
books from libraries. Where is he banning books
from? They are
banning
books from libraries in Florida. They are.
He's banning them from schools.
They're banning them from schools. Oh, I'm sorry. So schools don't count,
those kids magically lost the ability to go to their public library. Okay, that's a strong
opinion. They should not have to go to the public library to learn the truth. These kids are taught lies when they're in school.
They shouldn't have to go to the public library to learn the truth about what?
No, they should not have to. Going to the public library is an option. And if we have to take my kid to the public library to tell them the real truth that what they're being learning in school is a lie, we got a fucking problem.
You should have homeschooled your kids to begin with.
Why? No, see, you know that's the answer. Homeschool your kids. Homeschool your kids. Well, who's going to homeschool
yeah,
their
no,
kids?
That's and actually
who,
what I'm
wait,
doing. My
see,
kids
you're
are
giving too much.
The,
wait a minute.
Their,
you're giving
their...
too much credit to people who homeschool their kids. Maybe an asshole and
no,
a moron.
I'm not.
Bubba,
I'm just doing that myself.
Maybe Bubba the racist, who's eating beef jerky, drinking beer during recess, is educating your kid. Because he doesn't want them to go to public school because there are black and brown kids
what?
There and gay people there. So I'm going to homeschool
what?
You, have a piece of beef jerky, that's lunch. And I'm going to teach you all
what
about redneck economics.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm telling you that, you know, when you start
I'm
talking about
I'm homeschooling
take your
my kids, and they are
well,
smarter
Josh,
than their...
Well, Josh, I'm not
their...
talking about you. There are some parents who
I
are
know, but you just said that people that homeschool their kids something about Bubba and racism?
I'm
what the
saying,
fuck are you talking
I gotta
about,
be
guy?
Clear on this. I got to be clear. You're trying to take me to a wormhole. I'm not going to go. What I'm
no,
trying to say is...
you just said
there
nonsense.
Are, there are a lot
I'm
of
not
parents...
I'm not
going to
let you say that about
of,
homeschooling
listen,
your own
listen.
Children.
I'm trying to bring that point up, and you're trying to nail me on it. I'm going to keep on going what I'm trying to say and be clear about this. There are some parents who are qualified, and not many. Even decent parents are not qualified to homes. If my kid came up to me and said, okay, Dad, help me with the new math. I'm going, what the fuck are those numbers? Well, this is how we do it. This is new math, and we're going to go like this and this and this. I go, that's not how I learned it in school. I learned it this way. We come to the same answer, but they're taught differently how to get there. I am not qualified to teach my kid that format, how to get to that answer. And I'm saying there's a
if
lot of decent people out there.
If you go through a homeschooling program, you can learn at the same time as
I
they
don't have
learning.
Time to go to a homeschool program.
I know.
I don't have
I'm aware
time.
Of that. That's why I don't do
but,
it. My
but
wife
Josh,
does it.
But, you know, when I hear people say homeschool, 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 I have to think that 80% of people out there are morons, and I wouldn't want them to even school my kids. I don't want them talking to my
I
kids
because
they're
I don't want
cases.
Other people. I don't. Okay, okay. 80% of people are morons, which means that teachers are in those 80%.
I accept that.
My wife is going to homeschool
that.
My children.
She must be the 20% then. I didn't say 100%, Josh. I'm
I know, but you said
80%, people,
which means that some of
yes,
those teachers are in
yes, I'm saying, so she must
80%.
Qualify to the 20%. 80% is not 100%. I'm saying that
I know, but teachers are in the 80%, right?
Here we go. Some teachers are not even qualified to educate my kid.
I'm aware of that.
I guarantee you. But what I'm trying to say is when you take out a child from a public area where they learn, and part of going to school is learning your social values and getting your social thing up and talking to other kids so you can be a well-rounded person, not have Bubba in Mississippi or in
who
Alabama
the hell is Bubba?
Schooling your kid on a tractor going through the cornfield. There are a lot of people. So, you know, and then they become – so what they do is they turn to the Internet – and they end up schooling your kids. They end up getting into the trouble in the chat rooms and Twitch and so on and so forth because they end up schooling your kids because they have no social activity whatsoever. I'm against homeschooling. I really am. I think kids
I
need to go
totally
to school.
I am totally for homeschooling. My kids are in CIKL. Kids
well,
play football.
I don't, you know, my kids are old enough to get AARP. I don't
they just
have
don't
to
do it at school.
They already went through the process. Thank God they went through the process before all this social media bullshit came out. Thank
yeah,
God they
no,
went through the process before
them.
Pandemic, bro. They're well-rounded
yeah,
terrorists,
no,
and
no.
I'm proud of my children.
When I was a young buck, when I was
you
a young
don't
buck,
even
I was,
have
it was
kid.
Like gangland. The black people, the Mexican people,
three.
Everybody was fighting
got,
on the stairwell.
Well, actually, I got
they were
two.
Fighting in the breezeway.
The third one's up
I know.
Really?
I'm going to get the DNA on that third one. That third one, I'm going to get the DNA. But, no, I do. I do.
You do.
But what I'm saying is that this pandemic really, I really believe that this pandemic introduce mental
made
illness.
It impossible for parents
there's
to
no there's no freaking way that we can lock
children.
People up. Well, Josh, I'm saying that you're probably a good parent. I'm not saying anything about your parental skills. I don't
I'm
know
a great
you.
Parent.
I don't know your children. I don't know your wife.
Dude, my
I'm
kids
talking
are
in generalities
ridiculously
here.
Smart.
Okay, I take your word for it. Josh, I take your word. And there's
I don't
some
want you to take my word
geniuses.
For it. You just wait until they're signing your checks
well,
later.
Well, I'll probably hear from them. They'll probably do something that's miraculously, and I hope they do. I'm rooting for them, Josh.
I'm saying that, no, when it comes to the pandemic, that should have been the bottom line for a lot of parents to understand that the teachers, because they had to be over their shoulder during those online classes, they had to be over their shoulder at some point, and listening to the teachers teaching them stuff, that had to be the bottom line. They're like, holy crap, these teachers are dumb as hell. They're teaching my kids how to transition into a different sex. This is not okay. I should probably take my kid home and never deal with this again. Jesus. I'm sorry, I'm getting another phone call.
You have a good argument, and it suits you. That's cool. I'm rooting for your children to do something miraculously. What I am saying, there's certain things that human beings need, and it doesn't take a genius to know that you lock down a civilization for 2 years, and you make sure that they don't touch each other, have any kind of touching or whatever, and you make them fear each other. And not only you make them fear each other, they have to be 6 feet apart from each other. And you do this for 2 years, there has to be some kind of study that will come out in 10 years. What mental illness do we have as a society that you shut us down for 2 years and that's not being sociable or interacting with other beings? There has to be some kind of fucked up thing that we're all experiencing right now, and we don't even know about it.
Oh, he's on the phone. Brian?
Well, he might be. But everybody has their opinion. Oh, I don't know if you're talking to me.
Yeah.
Here
he's
we
on
go.
The phone.
Who's Josh?
Yeah.
Oh, how can you tell? You got pretty good
He said he got a call.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's this here. Josh is on a call. It's this here. When we come back, Trump's classified documents indictment does mean more than the alleged crimes. It tells a compelling story. We're going to read that. We're going to come to that. And, you know, we do celebrate criminals. We hate to say it. We love them. We go to their movies. We read their books. Serial killers, we can't get enough of. Not only do we read their books, we can't wait for the movie to come out. Not only that, when they kill someone, we want to hear it. We want to hear the knife go in. We want to hear it grinds the bones, and we want to see the horror of it. We all love a horror story. I don't know why we do, but we do. So when we come back, I'm going to tell you another horror story. Trump's classified. The documents indictment does more than alleged crimes. It tells a compelling story. So I'm going to tell you a horror story. And there's another horror story I want to get to, and I don't know if I can get to because it's very fascinating. If anybody's a fan of mafia and you saw the movie Goodfellas, you're going to be surprised. I never got to this story last time. I wanted to read it. It's a fascinating story of the real guy. It's Joe Pesci's character. And it's a fascinating story about how brutal this guy actually was. You're listening to Hammer Radio Network. I am Brian Hammer Jackson. That is the great Pat. The great Pat Oberlin. You know who she is. And that is Josh. And if you'd like to come in the studio and get your name announced by me, 319-527-6099. 319-527-6099. We'll come back with our compelling story, our main story. Arrested 4 times, 1 on sexual abuse. Oh, yeah, I'll vote for you.
And see if anybody can outshoot Josh.
I don't think they could. Well, maybe Sarge. Maybe Sarge could.
Yeah, where is he?
Please. Yeah, he's here. He's listening. He'll come in. I guarantee you he'll come in when I get to the main story. I guarantee you.
Yeah, he's always screaming about Trump.
he's on his way. I can almost feel it.
Hey, Brian.
He's rallying up the people in that red truck. Welcome back, Josh. But we're going to take a short little break
I'm
here.
I'm sorry. I have to go.
Oh, okay, Josh.
Okay,
take care, my friend. Have a good day. All right, you too, Josh.
Bye.
Josh is a good guy. He's a good guy. He just has a different opinion. And I just don't know when Josh is trolling us or when he's serious. I just don't know. I don't know.
Well, it seems like he was trolling us.
I think so. He likes a good argument. But it'll give me a chance to bring in some facts that people should know about, you know? They should know about.
Mm-hmm.
They should know about. It's an angry world, my friend, and I say world, it's a world. I mean, what's going on in Jerusalem, what's going on in Colombia, what's going on all over the place right now. And Josh was not kidding. There's shootings and looting going on in California. It's ridiculous what's going on. There's no law and order. This is a wild, wild west. Even Mickey Mouse has a six-shooter on his hip. I'm not kidding you. It's a wild, wild west. But you know what? I love L.A. I love L.A. We'll be right back with our main topic. Arrested 4 times, one on sexual abuse. Oh, yeah, I will vote for you. And if you'd like to come in the studio, it's 319-527-6099. That's the number.
Hate New York City, cold and it's damp, and all the people dressed like monkeys. Let's leave Chicago to the Eskimos. That town, a little bit too rugged, you and me.
I love L.A. nothing like it. I've been around. I dated women internationally. I dated women from Russia. I dated women from Germany, Cologne, Germany. I dated women from Canada. I dated women all around. Get their national flavor. But it all comes back to L.A. I've been to Maine. I've been to New Hampshire. There's one beautiful lady in Virginia that I haven't seen, and I can't wait to wrap my arms around her. But it is a different attitude when you have like Florida has an attitude when the sun shines 24 hours a day, minus the nighttime, the moon. But you know what I'm saying, the weather. The only thing that changes is that we change our clothes because of the sun. It's the only place that I know in October that you can go to the mountains. I'm talking California. You can go to the mountains here. I can go to the mountains. It's only an hour and a half away. And ski. I can ski. And then in the afternoon, I get bored. I drive back down to L.A. an hour and a half away. And I can surf. It's that hot that you can go swimming. I just skied an hour ago. Now I'm on a surfboard, getting a tan. Just remarkable. I love L.A., man. I love L.A. That's probably why we have so many crimes, because the criminals love L.A. too. They don't want to go. Why? I'm going to rob the store, rape somebody, kill somebody. I love the weather here. I'm staying. The weather is good for the raping. Women are staying out at night a little later. It's good for the raping. All right. I guess I should get back to what we're talking about. Here we go. Arrested four times, one on sexual abuse. Oh, yeah, we'll vote for him. When does your lawyers get arrested? It cannot be good for Trump. Well, Trump, a lawyer, got arrested. And Trump is bragging about he's going to be arrested tomorrow. He's saying that there's going to be 8 co-defendants. They got him to August 21st or 25th to surrender. You know, it's pretty bad when your lawyer is going to go to jail. Usually your lawyer is supposed to keep you out of jail. It's pretty bad, and most of it is his representation and people. And we need this, and the country needs this. We need those motherfuckers getting arrested. We need those assholes behind bars. I want to see them in a suit, an orange jumpsuit. We need this, because when you're that high up, and when you're representing the President of the United States, the most powerful man in the world, and you have to turn yourself in or else you're going to be arrested?
That's serious.
I wonder how come they're not disbarred from being a lawyer. What the hell is not happening here?
Yeah, I've got a question about that, too.
Yeah. If you're indicted... Or if you're arrested for a conspiracy and you lie to the FBI, which is a crime, whether you like it or not, and then you try to turn on the person and you're the lawyer, you cannot hide behind this confidentiality anymore. John Eastman, former Coffee County Republican chair. I'm sorry. Former Trump legal advisor, John Eastman. And former Coffee County Republican Chair Kathy Latham and former State Republican Chair David Schaefer and lawyers Ray Smith and Ken Cheesebro, they were all indicted for their roles in concocting. I like that word, concocting. You mean, I think I made that up.
No, it's
concocting.
A real word.
Yeah. I mean, concocting. Interesting. They're doing it as a plot to use a false slate of GOP electors to keep Trump in office. This is how dangerous it is. They're making up lies, and they're doing what they could do to keep this criminal, this circus freak, this stain on America, this embarrassing human being of a person And they're keeping trying to do anything in any means to keep him in the office. And as a plot to use false slate of GOP electors to keep Trump in office. He went as far as saying, you know, let's get some false electors in there.
I wonder.
So they can,
I mean,
they can
as
say
a Canadian,
to Trump instead of Biden. Yes, baby, huh?
As a Canadian, I'm wondering why
yes.
he's allowed to even run for president.
It's a very low bar to run for president. It's funny, if I don't know many companies. Let's say I'm going to Canada. You got a Starbucks in Canada? I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
So if I went to Canada and put in an application and they said, oh, I was arrested 4 times and I was indicted and everything. So when I get my apron, they would kick
no.
my American ass out of their store, out of the country, by the way. Then are you crazy? So this guy has twisted people's weak minds to believe that this is fashionable behavior. This is fashionable
Jesus
behavior. And there are people, and here it is right here. I don't know if I played it or not, but if I did, it's grounds enough to play it again. Here we go. Trump to surrender in Georgia.
My name is Eric Tucker, and I cover the FBI, Justice Department, and National Security for the Associated Press. Former President Donald Trump is expected to turn himself in on Thursday to face charges in a state indictment in Fulton County that he schemed to overturn the results of the presidential election. This surrender is going to be different than several of the others that we have seen earlier this year because there's not going to be a court appearance. That's done separately. So we expect him to be processed at the jail. We expect it to be, again, a fairly perfunctory surrender, but we do know from Trump himself that that's taking place on Thursday. We've learned several things over the last week as it relates to Donald Trump's surrender. We know that his attorneys have agreed to a $200,000 bond with several conditions. And what's notable about those conditions is that they are designed to limit his speech, and they explicitly prohibit him from issuing any threats, trying to influence any witnesses, trying to cause any chaos on the ground in Fulton County or incite any sort of action. Unlike in other jurisdictions, the arraignment for Donald Trump in which he faces a judge and enters a not guilty plea is a separate process in Fulton County. So we're not expecting to see that this week. But we are expecting, according to officials at the jail in Fulton County, that Donald Trump would be treated the way any other defendant making their surrender would be treated. And so that would include the traditional aspects of the booking process, a photograph, fingerprints. We have learned from jail officials that there are no plans for Donald Trump to receive any sort of special treatment in that regard. One thing that's notable is that the Fulton County Jail is actually a place that has been the subject of a very recent Justice Department lawsuit alleging really unsafe and dangerous and bad conditions and mistreatment of the inmates who reside there. And so that has added an interesting wrinkle for these defendants in this case, many of whom are coming from jurisdictions including Washington or elsewhere, who would have to make at least a cursory brief visit to this jail.
There you go. Trump says he will surrender. How embarrassing. On Thursday, which is tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thursday, I believe. How embarrassing. What a stain on America. I don't know what the best stain, what is this, it's just a stain on America.
Yes, it is.
It is.
A big one.
Let's see, what else did I didn't cover? Trump brags he'd probably be arrested. Let's see, Schaefer being booked. Former White House Chief Mark Meadows and former DOJ official Jeffrey Clark has each filed motions seeking to have their cases moved to federal court. That's because they're thinking Trump will win and he could pardon them. Won't happen. these old people are getting mugshots. You know, it's so funny. Is they're showing mugshots of these people who are surrendering in Georgia. And a mug, and normally we see nice guys. Normally we see mugshots of 22s, 23. Now we're seeing mugshots of 80-year-olds, 70-year-olds, 60-year-olds. It doesn't come out the same way as thug life. You know what I mean? Maybe they'll rap about
something. They look like
something.
Hell, too, don't they?
They do. And here's one thing. Here's a headline here. It says here, and tell me if you agree to the headline, Donald Trump's arrogance might be getting a reality check as the severity of his Georgia indictment rears its ugly head. And that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
He's gonna get a little a taste of real justice. It's been a long time. Down court's been sitting in court and having other people judge him, and he has no control. That scares the shit out of him. Here's the thing on page 6 says that in the former president, who is not so confident anymore, insider says he is not acting so cocky anymore. He's not lashing out as much. The arrogance is gone. It feels like it's all setting in for him now. And it is true. Well, it is true. Donald Trump will not be making any appearances at Wednesday night's debate on Fox. Instead, he will have pre-taped interviews with Tucker Carlson. He will likely appear as his usual sure self, but his behavior behind the scenes is totally different. He's reportedly concerned that some of his former allies are going to turn into his enemies, and is making him nervous. There are so many defendants, he believes that a bunch of them are going to make deals and flip on him. Hey, Donald, if you didn't do anything, why are you worried about somebody flipping on you, dude?
Good question.
What would they flip on? Dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm still here. I mean, if you're innocent, what would they flip on, dude? I don't know what your concern is. You're innocent, right, dude? Right?
Well, that's what he's claiming, anyhow.
Right. Right.
I don't buy it.
The former president will be turning himself in. Hello, I'm Donald Trump. And I'm here to turn in. Where's the cameras? Where's my mugshot? Get the makeup artist. This is going to be the best mugshot ever in the whole world. Nobody has ever seen this kind of mugshot before. This is going to be fabulous. This is going to be fabulous mugshot. You don't want to miss it. Prime time, I'm here. I'm in county jail. The best mugshot you ever seen. Nobody has ever done mugshots like this. The former president will be turning himself in on Thursday. But that won't stop him from ranting and raving on Truth Social. He wrote on Monday, this is what he said, and this is why I think Donald Trump is mentally ill. And we have to bring it to people's attention that he lives in crazy town. It's crazy town. This is what he said. Can you believe it? I'll be going to Atlanta. Yes, we can believe it. It's called, you've been indicted, dude. Motherfucker, you've been indicted. Yes, we can believe it. Is that how you're going to start off? You know, that's like starting off a bad letter. Like, can you believe it? My wife is going to leave me because I fucking cheated that cunt. That's the same thing. She's going to actually leave me because I fucking cheated. What a cunt. And I would get 10 guys backing me up. She is such a cunt. I mean, she can't forgive that. I mean, you made one. I'll get 20 guys. You made one indiscretion, and this fucking bitch is threatening to leave you and take the fucking kids. Are you fucking out of your mind? Are you fucking kidding? I would get those guys because Trump has them now. As he says, can you believe it? I'll be going to Atlanta on Thursday to be arrested by a radical left district attorney. No, you're not being arrested by a radical left district attorney. You're being arrested because you broke the law, fuckhead. Shit brain. There's something up there that's loose. That's why you're being arrested. If you wouldn't have done anything, you would not be going to Atlanta. You'll be sending your fat ass cheeseburger eating fat ass in Florida. But because you did something wrong, you cunt, you're going to be arrested. And guess what? Your worst nightmare, you're going to be arrested by a black woman. Yeah. You have no control over that, bitch. A black woman is going to take your stupid, entitled, white, fat ass down, bitch. And one thing that I do know, and I have experience about it, I don't know anybody else, I'm just saying my experience. Black women don't play. They don't play. When you got them in, when black women got you into their target site, they're not going to be done with you. Their first cut is like a warning. And they say, okay, you're surviving. Yes, I'm surviving, but it hurt. Okay. The second cut is going to be the deep one. How are you doing now? Oh, God, that hurts, that pain. I don't know if I can survive. Oh, okay. The third cut is the deepest. Because black women are not going to let you get away with shit. I don't know about other women. I think I can't compare it. I don't want to be one of these racists and say, well, Canadian women don't let you get away with shit. I understand that. Well, Swedish women don't let you. I understand it. Well, Latin women don't let you get away with shit. I understand that. But black women can be very vindictive. And black women can hold no mercy. A white woman, I'm thinking, will release her knee off your neck once in a while so you can get some air. A black woman will put her knee on your neck and sit on your face at the same time. So Donald Trump's worst nightmare, and I don't care if you call her a leftist judge, I don't care if you call her a leftist thing and a radical person, you're serving time, bitch. She is Madam Justice, and she has power over you. You. At once the most powerful man in the world, now you're the most powerful stain on Americans' ass. And yes, a black woman will bring justice to you.
Yeah.
And we will root for her. We will root for her. And you will say, yes, ma'am. You will say, yes, ma'am, to her. You will bow down to her. You can call her your this radical justice and everything. You can say anything you want to, but when you get to court, guess what you're going to say? Yes, ma'am. Yes, Your Honor. What time you want me to be there? Okay, let me consult to my lawyers. Blah, 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 blah. Yes, ma'am, we'll be there. What? Oh, no, ma'am, I'm not saying anything offensive. And you're not going to talk about this, are you? No, ma'am, I will not. I will not, ma'am. Did I mention that I love fried chicken, too? Thank you, ma'am. And her name, there's a new sheriff in town. And her name, guess what her name is? Fannie Willis. Fannie Willis. Because when Trump's in court, and he will address the judge, and this is what he's going to say. This is exactly what he's going to say when he addresses that court. You can, and here's how the dialogue's going to go.
A court attack.
Get a job.
Arnold, that's the whole idea in the first place. Willis needs a job.
You get the picture? I'm unemployed.
Then why don't you collect unemployment insurance?
Arnold, to collect unemployment, you got to not be working at what you're working at before you stop working.
What you talking about, Willis?
And that's what Donald Trump is going to say. What you talking about, Fannie Willis? What are you talking about, Willis? That's what he's going to say.
Talking about Willis?
That's exactly what he's going to say, because you're going to know what she's talking about, because she's going to lay the hammer down. And it's coming down. It's coming down on this dude. And no matter what Trumpists come in here and talk about Biden, and no matter what Trumpists is coming and talking about Biden's son or talking about Obama, Obama's not on trial, my friends. Hillary's not on trial. Hurricane went through California and nobody was hurt. But when the judge is in front of your face, you're going to be saying, what you talking about, Willis? Because Fannie Willis is a new sheriff in town. And that's the only thing Donald Trump can say. What you talking about, Willis? I'm talking about locking your stupid ass up. The shit show is over. You've been canceled. That the circus is not getting a permit. And you can go to public and say, look what they're doing to me. I can't believe it. I'm going to Georgia. Can you believe it? Yes, we can. We can believe it. Here's Donald Trump. Fannie Willis is a disaster in American history. Oh, Fannie Willis is a disaster in American history. I see. In my case, a trip to Atlanta is not for murder, but for making a perfect phone call. She campaigned. He's still saying perfect phone call. The phone call was about getting Ukraine to pay him some blackmail money. He doesn't get it. See, it's not – see, I don't – you know, these Trumpers – will confuse you because they're thinking, well, he couldn't really say that. Somebody else said it. Oh, that's the fake. That's this. No. This is the moron who doesn't get it. I am going for making a perfect phone call. No, you're not. You're going to Georgia because you tried to derail the campaign and you put fake electors there and you threw away the Republican candidate. You put him under the bridge and said that his state, he's not able to manage his state because of the crooked election he did. You're not going for a phone call, fool. And this is what scares you. You got to listen to this fool talk. And he says, well, she campaigned, is continuing to campaign. I don't see her campaigning. And raise money on the witch hunt. You're the dude raising money, dude. You're on social right now. Please help me pay for my lawyers. This is a witch hunt. I like Donald Trump to talk. Keep talking, fool. Keep talking. Don't shut this fool up. Keep this fool talking. This is a strict coordination with crooked Joe Biden's DOJ. Now, this is a guy with guilt coming out of him because you know who his crooked DOJ was? Bill Barr. Nobody says, this is America, fool. It doesn't matter. This is not, see, you're thinking that it's Joe Biden's DOJ. This Joe Biden's America. It's Joe Biden doing this to you. The judge is doing it to you. You fucking coward. You little fat fuck. This isn't about Joe Biden doing it to you, fat fuck. This isn't a witch hunt. If it is, we caught our witch. And the witch's name is Donald Trump. You're a little coward running around raping women in dressing rooms, paying adult porn stars thousands of dollars while your bitch whore comes home with a kid that you don't even think is yours. And you want to run for president after the fourth arrest. You may not like what I say, but what I say is true. Melania is a paid whore. In fact, Melania said to Donald Trump, this is 3 months ago, nobody's talking about Melania. Ooh, we cannot talk about Melania. Ooh, she's a former first lady. Ooh, you can't talk about women. Ooh, you can't jump up. Fuck that shit. Fuck that bitch. Because Melania, fake first lady, renegotiated with Trump about her contract with him. And in that negotiation, she wrote I will campaign with you four times, not five times. She was even negotiating, campaigning with the motherfucker. She's not by his side. And, you know, aren't people thinking, I mean, when you see his estate, any his estate in any country, maybe except Africa. I haven't seen that. I haven't seen them have a woman by their side. But you usually have your, in Western culture or in modern world or allies, they're usually the woman is by their side. Even Hillary was by Clinton's side when he was accused of fucking all those women. She was not happy, but she was by his side.
That's right.
But nobody's questioning, where's Melania?
I'm questioning.
Where's Melania? Yeah, where is this bitch? Where is this bitch that's not beside you when you're doing your conferencing and you're coming off the airplane? Where is this bitch that you call a wife? Where is she? She wasn't even with you on your 75th birthday, dude. She was out of town, dude. She lives on the east end of the White House. White House, Mar-a-Lago.
Isaac.
She doesn't even live with you, dude. You don't even see Barron. So this woman is not even standing by him. This woman did not stand by him when it was the porn star thing. She wasn't with him at a press conference. I have not seen that bitch since I don't know when. Was the last election when she made the White House thing, the trees all red? You see that shit? How rebellious that was. It was the White House Christmas time, and she had all these Christmas trees in red. Well, I haven't seen this bitch since the immigrants were locked up in cages, and she decided to visit them with a jacket on and said, "We're saying that I don't care, do you?" I haven't seen that bitch.
Really?
I haven't seen that bitch since she dug up, what's her name? It was Jacqueline Kennedy who planted this rose garden that was supposed to be so nice and grow. And this bitch dug the shit up. No other president's wife have done that. And JFK's wife, Jacqueline Onassis, made this beautiful, was it her? I'm thinking, was it Carter? It was one of them. I'm sorry, but I'm thinking it's Jackie Onassis, that she dug it up. What happened to her organization? What was her stupid organization? Do you remember when she was in the White House? What was it? It was some stupid thing that she was doing. I haven't seen her go for that. So you could almost tell who this guy is by the people who stand next to him, and his whore wife is not standing next to him. She's negotiating their contract. That's what she's doing, and it was made public. So take a note of that the next time Donald Trump talks. She's not even with him when he's getting arrested. It's not like she's in a limo and she comes out so they can take a paper saying, a picture that I'm standing by my husband because he didn't do anything. And Donald Trump, in his own words, "I'm afraid that they're going to flip on me." If you didn't do anything, bitch, what are you afraid of? Or what they're going to say about you? What are you afraid of? Donald Trump says, the public facing Donald Trump hasn't changed because he won't let his guard down, but insiders are starting to see the truth. Of course we see the truth. It's not that we're starting to see the truth. We see the truth.
My God, we've been seeing the truth for a couple of years now.
Right. Here's another guy. His name is David Schaefer. You may not know who David Schaefer is. He's a former chairman of Georgia's Republican Party. He's a bigwig in the Republican Party. In Georgia, for Christ's sake. David Schaefer, he's a former chairman, and he's one of the 19 people charged in a Georgia election interference case. So he claimed in a Monday court finding that he and other Republican electors who attempted to falsely certify a victory for Donald Trump were acting at the direction of Donald Trump. This is what
yep.
the fucker said. So, you know, you could come in here and talk about Joe Biden and he fell asleep, and you could come in and talk about Joe Biden that he's not there. I'd rather have a president fall asleep during some speech than some asshole. This is coming from the guy. This is coming from the leak party. David Schaefer is saying Donald Trump was acting, they were acting to falsely certify a victory for Donald Trump, were acting at the direction of the former president. He told us to do it. As defendants in a far-reaching indictment begins to surrender to authorities ahead of the Friday deadline, Schaefer's position signals that some may be poised to turn on the former president. Yes, they're going to turn on him. Mr. Schaefer and other Republican electors in 2020 acted at the direction of the incumbent president and other federal officials. Other federal officials. That's why your ass is so big. That's why Fannie, what you're talking about, Willis, is saying, let's do this RICO case. RICO. Let's get them all. You know, there's a joke. You probably heard it. You want to hear a joke? I don't tell good jokes, Pat. I'm the worst.
Okay.
I'm a worst joke teller. But let's see if you laugh at this. So there's a father bull and a baby calf. I don't know what you call a baby bull. Let's call it a calf. I don't know what you call a baby bull.
Yeah, it's a calf.
Okay. So they're on this hill, and they see all these cows down at the bottom of the hill.
Moo.
Moo. You know how sexy these cows are. You know, their tits are hanging out and everything. Oh, they're really sexy cows. So the baby bull says to the pop, hey, pop, let's run down and let's go fuck one of these cows. And the father said, son, let's walk down and we fuck them all. So what he's saying is, that's the joke. And what it means is that you're going to run down, you're going to be aggressive, you're going to scare off the crowd. If you just walk down and take your time and relax and not create a disturbance, you can get them all. Let's just walk down and fuck them all. And that's what you're talking about Willis is doing. We're not just going after Donald Trump. We're not going to go down aggressive like everybody else. Let's get Trump. Let's get this. Let's get Trump and the rest will fall. No. What she's saying is, let's go slowly. Let's make sure these indictments stick. And let's fuck them all. Let's fuck them all. That's what you're talking about, Willis. Fannie Willis is saying, let's fuck them all. That's basically it. Smart. Smart. Schaefer is faced with 8 charges in the Georgia indictment, including false statements in writing, forgery in the first degree, impersonating a public officer. In addition to some other electors and a slew of other alleged conspirators, Trump and several of his former attorneys also have been charged in relation to their alleged roles in attempting to subvert the election results. The former Republican Party chairperson, like co-defendants Jerry Clark and Mark Meadows, is trying to have the state-level case transferred to federal court, which will place the case under the authority of a federal judge and potentially pull a more sympathetic jury pool.
Oh, that's...
Schaefer, it is. It is all about that. But these new mugshots are very disturbing. They're old people. I'm not saying anything about old people. I love old people. I'm an old people. Love them to death. They are not threatening. If an older person pulls a knife out on you, it takes them 10 minutes just to learn how to get it out of the knife shaft. It's like, could you help me, sonny? Okay. Just a minute, Grandma. Okay, because my arthritis is just so bad. Hold on, Grandma. There's a switchblade here. You hit this button and the knife can... Oh, I just love you helping me, sonny. Can I have my knife back? Sure, Grandma. And she starts shifting you like a guy in prison 10 times. Thank you, sonny. Love old people.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
The switchblade's legal. Will they go there?
No, they're not. They're not. Well, they are illegal. They're not legal here. No.
I was going to ask because, you know. bring up a story like that. I want to know.
Not since the well, we had a war here back in the day in history, the Jets and the Sharks, and the Jets are going to get it tonight. We're going to do this. We're going to rumble tonight. We're going to get it. Yeah, Matt. Jets and Sharks is a West Side Story. It's a joke. They have switchblades. It's just a joke. Just a joke. Maria. Have you ever seen a movie? Maria. I just met a girl named Maria. You remember that story? West Side Story?
Yeah, I do. I didn't watch the whole thing. It was too dancey for me.
Too dancey?
Too singy dancy, you know, like the old Elvis stuff, you know.
It was too dancy for me, baby. Get to the story
really
of the
was.
Killing and the guns.
I'm not too much for the killing and the guns, but, you know.
Well, they tell a story about, you know, what's really funny in West Side Story. There's one part in there that really nails it about America and how we think of our immigrants and how we treat our immigrants, you know. And they had this one song called America. And I want you to listen to it because now West Side Story came out in 1961 or in the 60s. That's how we were in the 60s. You remember the 60s? I mean, these people were hippies and blah, blah, blah. And then you wonder, has it changed? Has it changed at all? And this one song in West Side Story in 1960 tells the story, and you have to wonder how we changed. Listen to this.
Evening, always will hear myself talk. I am here longer than you, Maria. Someday, when you are an old married woman with five children, then you can tell me what to do. But right now, it is the other way around. Now, go to bed.
Easy, old married woman. You know she has a mother, also a father.
They do not know this country any better than she does.
And you do not know it at all. Girls here are free to have fun. She is in America now.
Puerto Rico is in America now.
Sometimes I don't know which is thicker, your skull or your accent.
Oh. Vámonos, muchachos. Let them wait. Is Maria all right?
I should be so all right.
It will not happen again. Vete, indio. After tonight, things will be settled.
Better settle your stomach.
Never mind my stomach.
Well, I mind your nose and your head broken.
Broken? Sure. They use Maria for an excuse. Is that World War III?
It is more than that.
More than what? She was only dancing.
With an American. Really a Polack.
There's the stick.
You are not so cute.
That's all he is.
And he works?
A delivery boy.
And what are you?
An assistant. See, and Gino makes half of what the Polack
oh,
makes. The Polack is an
American.
Hey, your mother's
I was worried
because
I didn't see
him.
But you
were
one here. That's all that
he's
you need.
You're
an American. But us?
He really is a lot.
When I think of how I thought it would be for us here,
we
became like children, believing,
trusting with our hearts open,
like
with our
the
eyes
whole mouth.
Open.
You came with your mouth open.
You did. Can you go back in handcuffs?
I'm going back in a Cadillac.
Air conditioned.
Built-in bar.
Telephone. And television.
Compatible color.
If you had all that here, why would you want to go back to Puerto Rico?
Oh, even if you didn't have all that here, why would you want to go back to Puerto Rico?
Ah, it's so good here.
It's so good there. We had nothing.
Ah, we still have nothing. Only more expensive.
Anita,
Josefina,
no,
Beatrice
no,
de Carmen, Margarita, etc.
Anita, once an immigrant, always an immigrant.
Hey, look. Instead of a shampoo, she's been brainwashed.
Stop it!
She's given up Puerto Rico and now she's queer for Uncle Sam.
Oh, no. That's not true.
Puerto Rico, my heart's devotion. Let it sink back in the ocean. Always the house.
I've got most of the fridge coming.
And the sunlight streaming.
Not the freezer, though.
And the native steaming. I like the island Manhattan.
I know you know.
Smoke on your pipe. And good weather.
I like to be in America. Okay, by me in America. Everything free in America.
For a small fee in America.
Credit is so nice.
One look at us and they charge twice.
I have my own washing machine.
What will you have though to keep clean?
Skyscrapers bloom in America. Cadillacs zoom in America. Industry boom in America.
Wealth in a room in America.
Lots of new housing with more space.
Lots of doors slamming in our face.
I'll get the terrace apartment.
Better get rid of your accent.
Life can be bright in America.
If you can fight in America.
Life is all right in America.
If you're all white in America.
He dug in the front. And got pigs that were coming down the end. They're different pigs. Just like the one at the front. There it was.
And nothing has changed. Get your knee off my neck. Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. But, you know, at one time, people bought the propaganda about America. They did. They even recruited Neil Diamond to sing about America. And they did. You know, it's funny when they talk about, I don't want to get racist, but it still boggles my mind that a group of people and a culture of people, 602, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson and the beautiful Pat. Hello, 602. What say you, 602? Hello.
Hey, what's going on with the burn?
Yeah. Hey, I'm just doing my thing, man. Just trying to speak to Trufuses. To people who don't want to listen to the Trufuses. You know? and it's funny. I'm glad. This is King, by the way, everybody. King of Kings.
Hi, King.
You know, it's real. That's Pat,
hey, what's going on with Pat? What's going on with
you? Not much. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just in the lab working on some music till I get ready to go.
Oh, wow,
work.
Nice.
Yeah,
I was
this
just
track is, it was a little bit, I'm not going to say it was challenging, but it was actually kind of fun, you know, because I'm going back to, like, you know, the singing thing and, you know, you got to harmonize and all that other stuff. So I'm kind of enjoying this track right here, but I was going to be done with it this Friday, but I wanted to take some more time out to make sure I got everything in place before I send it to my engineer, you know. So, but yeah, that's what I'm doing. And as I was doing that, I was just listening to you all.
Okay. I was thinking about you. I was watching 50 Cent's old movie, Get Rich or Try
Rich
or Die Try, yeah. And I was thinking about you, King.
Yeah.
I'm saying, man, it's a good movie, man. It's a good movie. And I have to think part of it had to be his life. You know what I mean? It had to be his life.
Oh, yeah, it was. It was.
Yeah.
The guy that I was working up under, I was signed to, it was this guy's label in Phoenix that I was signed to. And he had some type of family, you know. I want to say he was somewhat related to 50 Cent, and so, you know, he verified a few things, and he was just letting me know a few things that had really happened in his life, you know, and so 50 Cent had it rough, you know what I mean? He had it rough, and so this movie, I mean, that's one of my favorite movies that he's played in, you know, Get Rich or Die Trying, because it's all real. And a lot of stuff I can't really say because, you know, it's confidential, but the movie is definitely based on his real life. You know, he went through a lot. I was like, I don't know, every time I watch it, I just always notice something new in that movie. And I'm like, wow, that's just crazy, you know what I mean? But I love 50 Cent. I'm a huge fan of him, you know, and so I'm hoping one day I can meet him, you know.
Yeah. And you will. Because he's producing and all that crap. You will. You keep doing what you're doing.
Kid. Oh, yeah.
I was thinking of you, man, my brother, and I was saying, I hope King is seeing this right now. Give him more inspiration and get in that studio. Because I know what you're doing. You're doing the man's job. You're doing taking care of your family. I understand that. And you step up as a man. But don't, you know, sometimes being a man, you don't have to get rid of your dreams. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No. No.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, I'm glad you're working on stuff. You know, that's really, really good.
Yeah, it just
How are
it
you
feels
kids?
Good, though, you know. Huh?
How are your kids?
They're doing really good. My son, Lil David, he's in eighth grade this year. And so he came home yesterday and he was like, Daddy, guess what? He was like, I finally, today we were, you know, we paired up in groups and we're starting to lift weights because he's in weight class this year. And so he was really happy about that.
Oh, yeah.
And then my middle child, Julia, she's a sixth grader, and she was just telling me how she's enjoying her classes and stuff like that. And then my youngest girl, Patricia, she's in the sixth grade as well. And so she was just telling me how she's enjoying being in the choir and being in the band and stuff, you know. And so Patricia should be playing the clarinet. And so she's pretty happy about it. And so and I'm proud. I'm happy for her, you know. And so, you know, I was trying to get the middle child, Julia, to do something, but you know, she kind of took that from me a little bit. You know, she wants to just stay focused with school, and so maybe next year she'll probably take like a an elective class, like a band or whatever. But I don't know. With her, she just focused. You know what I mean? And so she is doing cheerleading, and so she's enjoying that. And so, but yeah, they're all doing good though. You know, I'm very proud of them. You know, they're all doing good, and they had asked.
Oh,
it
sounds
like,
wonderful.
Yeah. They was like, Daddy. It was like, today we can wear, you know, purple and in memory of the girl who was hit by the bus. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I was like, but we don't really have any money to give, you know, to the family. And so I said, well, I tell you what, Friday when I get done picking you guys up from Grandma and Grandpa's, we'll probably stop by the place and see if there's any flowers laying out there. And then, you know, if we run into somebody and they tell us where the family live at, then I told them, I said, when I start my new job, then we'll take some money, we'll donate it to the family, you know. And I was like, okay. And so, you know, just them having that thought of wanting to give to the family, because they were like, it was like, what if the family didn't have much money to, you know, bury the daughter and this and that? They just asked me all these questions, and
very
I'm just like
nice
very proud of them to have a loving heart, you know what I mean? So yeah. But overall, they all doing pretty good. So thank y'all for asking. I let them know y'all say hello, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, do. I'm really interested how they're doing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But, you know, I really I really think since we got our own place and everything's been going really well for them. Before, it was rough because they couldn't really sleep comfortably like they wanted to, because we were living with Grandma and Grandpa. And, you know, they're doing really good now. So I'm proud of them, you know.
Well, it makes a big difference, yeah. Doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And when you've got your own place, you know, you're not, the kids don't feel out of place, you know?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I was reading the title of the show, and, you know, a lot of people, they've been complaining. They're like, man, how come he ain't getting no prison time? How come he ain't this? How come he ain't that? And, you know, I was reading, and I was like, well, I'm going to call in later. I want to find out, I got some more of this song. But I really want to call in because, you know, a lot of people don't understand, you know, the power behind the dollar sign is real. I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this Donald Trump, man, he got so much money, you know. He could tell somebody, hey, you know, you get me off on this and keep me out of trouble, you know, you'll get paid this much money, so much a month. And, I mean, this man's filthy rich, and so he's basically buying his time to stay out of prison, you know. And, I mean, it's crazy. So.
Oh, the whole thing is nuts.
Yeah. Yep, it's really nuts. So.
And
you been doing it right,
watching
though?
From over here, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you been doing okay?
Oh yeah, I'm
that's
basically
good.
Okay.
That's good.
Same as
that's
always. I try not to focus on what that means. But you finished school and everything and working and. That's good.
I'm definitely done with school, and yesterday I got an email because I got everything sent off for the new job, you know, and so they just told me, they emailed me back and told me that they'll be letting me know my start date, so I'll be waiting on
that.
Oh,
that's wonderful.
So in the meantime, you know, every day when I get done dropping the kids off, I come back home, and I just been trying to work on as much music as I can. You know, I would at least like to try to have a total of 3 songs done before the end of the year. And then if I'm able to, the next year I would like to try to release this EP that I'm working on. But I don't know. We'll see. I mean, if I keep getting more extra time like this, then I'll be able to finish everything before the year is out. But I don't know. But, yeah, I just try to do as much as I can, you know. Feels good, though.
Oh, it would, eh?
Yeah.
Well, you've been,
it feels great to hear you guys talk.
In your life.
Yeah. Guys talk as friends. That sounds nice. You know, then
oh, yeah.
The hateful conversation that most people have when they hear the word DT, Donald Trump comes to play. You keep doing what you're doing, King. I'll work on my end as far as promoting
yeah.
the artists, and we'll compliment each other on that. And I will. That's how this show got originated, is for us to promote the artists. And speaking of promoting the artists, Pat, before we leave, would you like to give King a reading? King, would you like to have a tarot card reading from Pat, the world-famous tarot card reader? And
spiritual guide. Available.
Yeah, give me one second. I just have to dry my hands. I'm washing out a fridge right now. Because,
wow.
Well, actually, we're getting a new one tomorrow, and we were requested to wash this one out. So.
Okay.
That's nice.
Okay.
I'll stay out of this because she needs to hear your voice, and I'll listen. Continue, Pat.
Okay, just give me one second. I haven't got the cards in my hand yet.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we can start.
Yeah.
I had got a
mini deep freezer from my parents, and then they had another one that they was getting ready to get rid of, and so. It's like it's a Frigidaire, but this one like stands up like a regular refrigerator. So
oh,
I went ahead and bought that. And I said, I need both of them freezers. I said, because like whenever I start my garden, I want to be able to pull my own stuff out of the garden, and I want to be able to freeze it as long as it can be frozen, you know. And
that's right.
And,
well, everything can be frozen pretty near.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if you got a good garden,
like,
oh boy.
Yeah. Well, over here where I live at, the backyard, it has a lot of stickers, and then it's mostly like dirt and sand, and so I don't think I'm going to plant anything over here. If God willing, if everything works out next year, then I'll probably be able to buy my first house, you know, and then then I'll really be able to do some gardening, you know, and then from there, you know, I could probably donate food or do whatever I do, whatever the God put on my heart, you know. But I don't think I'm going to do any planting over here, like in the garden or anything like that, because the dirt and the soil just
isn't compatible. It's not compatible with doing gardening, eh?
Yeah, it's not compatible right now, so I don't think I'm going to really do anything. But, yeah, I have the seeds and all that stuff ready, you know. But so the kids, I don't think I'm going to plant anything over here, you know. The most I do is probably just put some little flowers out in the front to make the house look nice and keep the yard up. That's about it. But
well, you've lost the season for the summer anyhow, so.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to do anything major right now, but. You know, if I end up moving before March of next year, then I'll be able to, you know, get everything together, and then maybe like that last week or the middle of April, then I can start doing my planting and stuff like that, you know. But yeah,
mm-hmm.
But
okay, I've got your reading.
All right.
It starts out with learning. And this could be the kids or yourself. Your schooling is completed.
Yes.
It shows harmony. It shows love coming into your life. There is a woman there, and you're going to hear about her soon, or you're going to hear from her soon. There's a few disappointments with money because you were kind of expecting a little more when you got the work. But that's going to improve, too.
Yes.
You're going through a personality change, but it's very good because it's going to put you in a better frame of mind for this love affair.
Mm-hmm.
And there is also a justified victory. You've got really good stuff coming. And the happiness card is up.
Hmm.
Like,
that's good.
It's all good. It's all good.
Okay. All right.
So,
praise God.
Yeah. Wow, that's a nice reading. I don't get nice readings all the time.
Well, I really try to keep my energy in the middle, but I try to keep it very high, you know.
Yeah.
Whenever I start feeling low, I really try my best to stay calm, you know, just like I don't know if you all have seen it on my Facebook, but my dad lost a friend, and I went to his service, and
one
this
on
guy
the bike.
Was like a yes, yes. He was like another uncle to me. And last year, I'll admit, I was being selfish because my school was more important than anything, you know. And so I was putting a lot of things off so I can get done with school. And so, you know, when he passed, I was a little upset. And I'm like, dang, man, I should have just went by there, you know. And I should have just went and been tired going to work and went by there. But I didn't do it. And so I was a little upset. And so the same day he died, I had got a phone call from my dad's cousin, and his wife had died the night before. And so I was really, really down Saturday. And so I was like, you know what? I can't let this happen, you know. Because I was sitting outside smoking my cigar, and I said, you know what? Did I really just move back home just to start burying people all of a sudden? And, you know,
lot this year.
Yeah. Yeah, it really has, you know. And I told myself, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to get this low like this. I said, I'm just going to, you know, keep going one day at a time and just be thankful that I got a chance to really cross paths with these people and, you know, get to know them or whatever. And so, but it's been rough, but I told myself I'm not going to let my energy get low. I'm going to keep it high and just thank God for everything that is coming my way, because there's a lot of people who is doing worse off than I am. And so I just kind of had to really take some time and just thank God for everything that he's been putting in front of me. But yeah, I really just try to keep my energy as high as I can, you know, and try to maintain it. You know, I try not to let so much negativity get around me, you know, because some people, they will let negativity get around them, and then they just get deep into it to where they just can't pull themselves out. And I try to stay from around it. And I have to be honest, the church that I was going to back here that I was born and raised in, since I stopped going, I had better days, you know, because that pastor just wasn't someone who I could connect with on a spiritual level because of whatever she's dealing with, whatever demon she's holding in. So I quit dealing with that, you know, and it's been a lot better since then. So, but yes, I really appreciate that reading. It was good. I loved it. I did. Thank you.
Was an excellent reading. It really was.
Yeah.
So, yes, it was. It's one of those cases that when you send out to the universe, you send out good, you're going to get good back. And
yep.
It was a great reading.
Yeah.
And, you know, positivity will bring back that positivity enforcement. Good for you. My readings are always bad, King. It's like, okay, we're not going to do this reading for you, Brian. We'll use the other
That one yesterday was pretty upsetting.
I'm an upsetting kind of guy. I want to, you know, it's always a pleasure hearing the King of Kings come in the studio. Like I said, King, I promise you I would do my part, and I can't wait to promote your part, if you know what I'm talking about. And I'm working on that, my friend.
Well, I want artists
Pat,
to do their – go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, King.
No, I was just going to say I want artists to do their part as well. Like, you know, you have an amazing you have amazing packages right now. And the thing is, those packages is something that will stick with them through the rest of their life, you know?
Sure.
I mean, we have real listeners, we have real support, and the thing is that this Blog Talk radio station is a wonderful station. You never know who's listening. You never know who's going to call in. You never know who's connected to who. And so, you know,
that's
these artists do their part, and they got to whip out that wallet, and they got to whip out their credit card, and they got to see the money, and boom, go from there. Because if you want to be an amazing artist, you got to spend the money, you know.
You have to invest in yourselves. And here it is.
Yep.
If you don't believe in yourself, then the money is no good. Don't do it. Because
yep.
it's going to cost
yep.
you money to promote and market. So what you're doing is
yep.
spending money to invest yourself. You're investing in you and letting the people
yep.
know that you have what it takes and this service can reach to you. And if you don't want to invest
yep.
in you, well, I'm not going to spend $10. Okay, then don't invest in you. So why should I invest in you by promoting you?
Yeah.
Why am I investing
yep.
my time in you when you don't invest in yourself? So bye-bye. And that's what it is,
yep.
is that time and effort that you put into your art, that's
yep.
your time. You're investing your time into your art because
yep.
you know you got something. And
yep.
you're willing to spend some dollars to get it out there and let people know that I got it, you
yep.
need it. So I'm investing in me. And the fools
yep.
are saying, nah, I'm not going to do it. It's a rip-off because I have to pay $5.95 a month. Those are the people I look at. I'm saying you are
yeah.
not here. You're not a serious artist. You're not a serious artist because if you're half as good as you think you are, you will invest in your work, in your artistry. But since you're not even investing in yourself, why am I going to invest in you? Get out of here.
Yeah.
That's all
I
have to say.
I shared something, and I said I'm a real CEO. I said, I'm a CEO and I'm an employee of my own company. I said, what makes me a good employee is that if I know I need a new microphone, I'm going to get me a new microphone. If I know I need anything to make my music sound better, I'm going to get it. I said, so as an employee, you know, you need slip-resistant shoes to keep from falling, then that's what you need to get. You know, a lot of people, man, they don't look at it that way. And I tell them, I said, being an employee, you got to be the best employee. That means if you need to get something done, get it done.
Right.
So as an artist, if you know you can make good music, then you need to put in the effort to spend the money to promote. You know, because if nobody is hearing your music, then your music is going to be sitting there. So,
that's true.
Well,
a lot
of the artists
call it show business for a reason. Now you already got the show. Meaning your music is your show. I'll show my music. It's my show. Now it's time for you to take care of business because they should call it show business. Business, which is marketing, promoting, making deals, getting, make sure your music is out there. And, you know, a lot of people in the old school don't know about the business because other people took care of their business. They just did the show. But now that, you know, the 2020s came, and people said, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I don't have that president, that marketing professional anymore, that this. So I have to learn this shit. So it's show business, and that's what it is. You got to, as you do your show, you got to do the business, baby. And you're doing it good. You're doing it good, King. And Pat, the world-famous psychic, who always brings my future to doom, is also available.
Hey, listen, there was only one reading. Come on.
One reading. And you condemn me to hell. But it's only one reading. I'm only kidding. No, you do good. Pat, tell people how they can reach you if they want some fabulous tarot card reading.
Oh, Spiritual Niagara. Just go to member directory, and I'm there.
There you go.
It's .ca, too, because we're in Canada.
Okay. Make sure you look Pat up. There's a lot of other fake psychics on her, but Pat's the real deal. It's like a girl. You got to go through a lot of hoes before you get to the princess. And you don't want to go through the princess right away. You need to go through the hoes. And I recommend every young man, go through a lot of hoes. Learn the ins and outs, literally. And then when you can appreciate the good one who's going to treat you well. You just don't go right to the good one who treats you well and you fuck up that relationship because you're left with a lot of damaged holes waiting for you. So do the opposite. Go through a lot of holes and get damaged women. Get the psychic. I recommend every young man go out with psycho whores. You got to do that because then you're going to appreciate the good one, the good lady that you finally reach, and treat her right. That's it. That's it. And Pat went through a lot of ugly toes to get to her prince. And her prince charming is John right there. She had to go through them. She had to kiss a lot of frogs.
Yes, I did.
King had to go through some holes, and he's still going through some holes. One day he's going to find that lady. Someday he'll find that lady, and he will find her. Until then,
well,
he'll be dating
people
like Art. Yeah, he's having fun. You know, he'll be dating people like Cardi B until he finds that princess that he's looking for. And it makes good music. See, musicians need to suffer to have good art. That's it. You need to suffer. Oh, thank you guys for coming on the show. I thank King. King Webb, do you have a website that you want to promote before we leave?
Oh.
You have a website that you want to promote, King?
I do have a website, but I'm still trying to get it together. So I've been using my social media platforms lately, so that's about it.
Okay. Where can they reach you, my friend, my brother?
If you all want to reach me, just call into the show.
There you go, because we represent him right. King is one of, and that's the number of 319-527-6099. Anytime that we're on, you want information regarding King and what's he doing, when he's touring, what's dropping right now. He gave me a sample of his song, and I love it, man. He's harmonizing, and this dude got a voice on him. I was really surprised. Good work. Let me know, and I will send a message to King.
Oh, yeah.
And if you want psychic reading, same thing. If you don't go to spiritualniagara.ca, come to the show and I'll point you to the right one. She read my girlfriend and she gave her fantastic readings. She says everything is happy if you just dump that negative son of a bitch Brian, and your life is going to be great. And she brings it up to me every time.
I'm trying to break you up. Come on, be serious. Why are you giving her that idea?
I didn't give her that. You're the one who read her. You said that you're going to have good time, but there's that negative person around. And she's looking at me going, it's you. Have a good day, you guys. I'll see you guys tomorrow morning. King and Pat. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Okay. Bye.
Yes, I am. I'll be on tomorrow, King. I'll be on tomorrow, Thursday.
What time?
I'm going to try to make it at 7:30 a.m. Pacific time. It took me a little longer to get the show together because I had some things to do. But tomorrow I'm clear, 7:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we're going to talk about Texas and Arizona. I was in Arizona not too long ago. And we're going to talk about Texas, Kansas City. Kansas City, because I equate the Kansas Cityan people like the people of Arizona. I'm thinking that they're almost quite there together, the mentality of that Western mentality. I don't know. We'll talk about it. Right, King? Because you got both. You got both areas.
Oh, yeah.
Have a great day, everybody, and viva la Canada.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.